America Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. Doctors at Emory University's Medical School in Atlanta have developed a rapid laboratory test for SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. The test takes about 4 hours to run and is too complicated to be done in a doctor's office. Samples have to be sent to a clinical laboratory or to a relatively sophisticated hospital. The lab test is important because SARS remains an elusive diagnosis based primarily on patient symptoms and history, including recent travels to Asia. SARS is a pneumonia-like illness caused by a coronavirus that has killed more than 200 people worldwide. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents have been put on alert for looted Iraqi art and antiquities. U.S. Customs spokesman Bill Anthony says there is a big domestic black market demand for these items. Anthony says, let's face it, the U.S. is where the money is, and this is a great place to unload illegal art, but we're going to do everything we can to prevent that. Anthony also says photos and descriptions of some of the works taken from the Iraqi National Museum have been distributed to agents on the lookout for specific items.
Cheapo.
Penny Pincher.
Coupon Charlie.
Sure, they're just names, but they hurt.
Ouch.
And there's a place that understands. A place called Hotwire.com. We won't call you things like...
Belt tightener.
Oh, no. Hotwire will help you embrace your frugal side with the lowest hotel prices guaranteed, or we'll give you double the difference. Does that sound like someone who'd call you a...
tightwad?
Nope. The only thing we'll call you is our kind of customer. Oh, and cheapskate.
Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive. Cheap.
Let's read this one.
My favorite.
You want me to read her bedtime story? You have a bad headache.
Yeah, but I can't let it ruin our story time.
The moment of choice. Which will work better on your headache? Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, you'll feel better faster with Advil Liquid Gels. These advanced liquid-filled capsules rush relief where you need it. They're proven to work faster, stronger, better than Tylenol on tough pain.
The
end.
Good night, big girl.
Good night, big guy.
Better headache relief. Advance to Advil.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to rule on whether failure to complete the reading of Miranda rights suppresses physical evidence derived from a suspect's voluntary statement.
The
High Court has agreed to hear a Justice Department appeal that argues evidence from such statements should be admissible in court. The case originated with Samuel Patain, who was arrested in 2001 by Colorado Springs police for violating a domestic violence restraining order. While reading Patain his Miranda rights, police say the suspect said he knew his rights, so the detective stopped reading. After that, the detective asked Patain what guns he owned and retrieved a weapon with Patain's permission from a shelf in his bedroom. Patain was later charged with illegal possession of a firearm. Patain has tried to suppress the police seizure of the pistol, and a federal judge in a U.S. appeals court have ruled that the evidence must be suppressed due to a violation of Patain's Miranda rights. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in the case and issue a ruling in October. John Jack Riley, a longtime NASA spokesman who was the voice of the Apollo space program, has died of cancer at the age of 78. Riley joined NASA in 1959 and spent 33 years in the Public Affairs Department. As the broadcast voice of mission control for the Apollo program, Riley provided commentary during the first moonwalk. Riley was also awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his work on the Apollo 13 team. Paul Haney, the longtime director of public affairs for NASA, credited Riley with initiating the practice of astronaut interviews. Funeral services for Jack Riley will be held tomorrow morning in La Porte, Texas.
People do it every day.
I can play.
I can cook.
I can listen.
They do the simple, everyday things that can do the most to keep a kid off drugs. It's a fact. Kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. So if you can spare an hour or two,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out about community drug prevention groups, call toll-free 1-877-KIDS-313. 1-877-KIDS-313. A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Virginia Governor Mark Warner has announced that his state is among five others that partnered with the EPA to reach a settlement with Dominion Virginia Power in one of the most comprehensive efforts ever undertaken by an energy company to improve air quality. The settlement represents a collaborative effort involving Dominion, the EPA, the U.S. Department of Justice, as well as Virginia, West Virginia, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. As part of the $1.2 billion settlement, Dominion has agreed to install state-of-the-art emissions control equipment on its largest coal-fired generating units in Virginia and West Virginia. The Commonwealth is expected to benefit significantly in the reduction in sulfur dioxide, which contributes to acid rain and nitrogen oxide, which combines with sunlight to form ground-level ozone. Not a real change on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 8 points to 83.29. The Nasdaq finished up a point to 14.27. And the S&P 500 was down 2 to 8.92. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Dirty mouths and burping. Yuck. Not acceptable in your children, nor in your car. Now, I'm not stalling. Just wait till I come back, and I'll tell you what price you'll pay for your car's bad behavior.
We're at the track asking drivers why they recommend Champion Platinum Power spark plugs. Here comes Matt Kenseth and his Ford. Matt, why do you trust Champion? He said Champion provides long-lasting power. Here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his Chevy. Dale said Champion has the right technology. So use Champion in your car no matter what make it is. Champion, the world's favorite spark plug. What'd he say?
Get new Champion Platinum Power spark plugs at a leading auto parts store or retailer near you.
Dirty mouths and burping may signal rudeness in humans, but in the automotive world, they cause cars to stall. Here's how. If your engine's mouth is dirty, the engine can't intake adequate air for combustion, causing your car to jerk. In addition, if your exhaust gas recirculator or EGR valve is stuck open, it burps unburned gas fumes back into your engine, causing it to choke. Jerking or choking, either way, quit stalling and take your car to a qualified service shop. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
In your swallowing wall, life's life.
Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, good afternoon. I knew I was going to do that. Good evening, True Seeker. That's all, folks. Good evening, True Seekers. Welcome, all of our new affiliates, to Malloy After Dark. You know, I've been accused of being a vampire, the Prince of Darkness, by some of my former right-wing talk show colleagues. I've got one thing to say about that. Bwah! Program tonight produced, as always, by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcer. Phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937, or you can email during the program to Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net. To the affiliates who are now carrying this program live rather than delayed, welcome. And to any new stations that may have picked up the program this early on in the program change, welcome to you, too. I'll get your call letters eventually, I'm sure. Start off tonight, this deck of cards thing, I didn't pay too much attention to it when the geniuses in the Bush administration came up with the wanted deck of cards for the, what is it, Kathy, 55? Must be a 52-card deck and three jokers or something, but 55 cards or 55 names put together in a deck of cards. What what is up with that? So what have they got now? They've got, what, the four clubs, and they've captured the Jack of Diamonds and the Deuce of Spades and the Ten of Hearts, and they're working, you know, I can't think of anything that is more trivializing of overthrowing the government of another country, or more trivializing of the unmentionable slaughter of innocent Iraqi civilians that occurred. I can think of nothing that is more disgusting where it concerns the deaths of U.S. Service members and Iraqi civilians than a deck of cards. It's just one more example, right? Marge, who listens to us in Maryville, Indiana, had sent me a letter to the editor to the Chicago Tribune about 6 days ago. And it bears, it's very quick, it bears my reading it to you. This is written to the Chicago Tribune by a reader in Aurora, Illinois. And the guy wrote in, "If you are the average American citizen and truly honest with yourself, did you care about Iraq a year ago? How about 2 years ago? Did you care about the plight of the Iraqi people? Can you find Iraq on a map unaided? Did you feel like Saddam Hussein was a direct threat to your life? Did you know Baghdad was a city of 5 million people? Did you know where Basra was? I think if you're truly honest with yourself, the answer is no to these questions. Iraq wasn't an issue until the Bush administration, then the American news media, made it an issue. You were probably busy living your life, going to school, work, play, caring and providing for family and friends. Americans were concerned with finding or keeping a job, wondering how to pay bills and rent. The American recession is much more of a threat to our way of life than Hussein ever was. Yeah, and when Marge sent me this, I read this letter, I thought, you know, that isn't that the truth? What were you thinking about a year ago? What was I thinking about 2 years ago? Now, the fact that I'm in this business, I was aware that we had imposed 12 years of sanctions on the Iraqi people that was doing nothing to Saddam Hussein, but was making life just a sheer day-to-day 24/7 round of misery for the Iraqi people. Yeah, I knew about that. But who sat around and thought about it? Did you? No, neither did I. Well, we know about Iraq now, don't we? And sometimes you get the damnedest little bits of information from the weirdest sources. This Sunday's Doonesbury, did you see it? A couple of the characters are sitting around, and who is it that plays the priest? The guy with the father, not the priest. I guess he's an Episcopal, I don't know. But he's sitting there, and he says oh, God, I'm drawing a blank on the character's names. He says to the other character, you know, it's hard to believe we have a president who doesn't believe in evolution. It means the leader of the free world has closed his mind to vast areas of human experience and knowledge. Rejecting evolution requires him to repudiate the core tenets of the entire fields of study, such as biochemistry, genetics, ecology, paleontology, anatomy, physics, astronomy, geology, cosmology, history, and archaeology. Isn't that the truth? George W. Bush, Bush is proof of evolution. He is the link between humans and simians, isn't he? And then there's this, a gold-plated gun that was given to Saddam, one of Saddam Hussein's henchmen, was seized at Heathrow Airport in outside London a couple of days ago. It was a loaded Kalashnikov AK-47, similar to one found at Uday Hussein's palace in Baghdad. It's believed to have been stolen for the U.S. black market in war trophies. Huh? How about that? Somebody in this country. It arrived on a British Airways flight from Kuwait with a rocket-propelled grenade launcher, 6 bayonets, and a sniper rifle in packages marked as computer equipment. The gold Kalashnikov was inscribed, "A gift from the King of Saudi Arabia." It was found in Uday Hussein's opulent gun room. Now, there was a picture of this gun in the Mirror of London about a week ago. In the picture, it was being carried by a U.S. Marine. So last Friday, I think, this arsenal of weapons was found at the DHL. What is that, Kathy? It's one of those like UPS. What's DHL? Anyway, one of the delivery services. It was found at the DHL terminal in the cargo transfer department, which was immediately evacuated. Police and customs were alerted. An airport source who saw the package open said, "I recognized the gun from the picture in the Mirror of London. It was exactly the same, live, loaded, bubble-wrapped together with a spare magazine. It was bound for an address in the United States, and it was picked up by an X-ray machine." Now, the editor of Jane's Infantry Weapons, the Bible on this sort of thing, said, "You could name your price for a gold Kalashnikov linked to Saddam. There's a thriving black market in war trophies." So it was bound for the United States. Huh? Oh, my God. William is calling from North Carolina. Our bureau chief in, let's see, you're the, not the, you're the,
North Carolina.
The Research Triangle.
No, North Carolina.
North Carolina bureau chief.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
I'm so pleased to be the first caller.
On
your new time. Welcome to evenings.
Thank you. I appreciate you checking
in. A lot of us can now listen to you. Unfortunately, a lot of people lost you, but a few of us now gained you.
I think that was a general idea, to increase the audience, increase the ability to get the station on programs that might not want to carry it during afternoon drives. So we'll see what happens.
Your card said that was pretty disgusting. I think another thing that is probably even more disgusting is the contemplated parades for the conquering crusaders. To me, is so disgusting.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know about this. Parades are planned?
Rumsfeld and the rest of them want to have parades in the streets for our military who came back from conquering.
Back in the U.S., yeah. Yes. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Pretty sad when you go in and pretty well know that you're going to be, conquering this country and then want to have parades over it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That is so sick.
Well, the other thing I'm getting real tired of, one of the helicopter pilots that was freed, the two, I guess, are Marine or Army helicopter pilots that were brought down supposedly by the farmers with the rifles. One of those guys is from right here in the Atlanta metro area. And you would think that these people were returning from conquering Genghis Khan.
Oh, exactly.
After being in the field in a theater of combat for years. You know, I think about I have family members who were in World War II, and they were gone for the duration, like 3 years, 4 years. Now, I'm not trying to pick a fight with veterans here or anybody who's been in a combat situation. But these guys were held captive and fed tea and crumpets. That's what it looked like on television anyway, on Iraqi television.
Yeah.
They were gone for 2 weeks. They're now coming home, and you would think that they were conquering warriors coming back from 3 or 4 years defeating the Huns or something. It's starting to make me sick, and I just wonder how these guys really absorb all this hero worship when inside they must know, hey, look, what? I went over there. My chopper was brought down. I was there for 2 weeks. I came home. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
It's
just incredible. If it wasn't real and you're watching it on TV, you'd think it was something made up, just something totally made up.
Yeah, you get up and walk out and say, this stuff is too unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Yeah, or else go get some more popcorn. Hey, William, thanks for checking in, buddy.
Welcome.
And
the evening people.
tell all your friends.
Yep.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. And our Latin American bureau chief, Carlos, who never calling from Columbus, Ohio, that's where our Latin American bureau is, who normally doesn't have a chance to call. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
You are.
Oh, man, I've been bugging your wife for like half an hour to be the first caller, and that guy beat me. You know what I mean? And I was like, I have to call, because, I usually never call, like you said. And when I do, it's like when I'm like really angry and I'm like slightly incoherent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I got to get in a call today at least and, welcome you to the 9 p.m. liberal ghetto.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people refer to it.
They do, don't they?
And, I'm just hoping you're going to get, I don't know, man, 100 times the audience that
let's hope. Let's hope. What you lack in phone calls during the day, though, you certainly made up for in emails. But now you'll be able to call the program, right?
Definitely.
Let me get this right. You were listening at work when you were listening before?
Yeah, I would listen at work. I got off at 5. And sometimes when I, like, really, really had to call in, I would, like, just sneak out of work and, just drive over here to get my calls in. And, I do have a life, but, I love the show. So,
right.
I have to do what I can.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's really cool. Now you're at 9 p.m., so, I can. And I've been getting a whole bunch of people to listen in, and hopefully they'll be able to.
That's great.
Call in and stuff. There's one comment I wanted to make.
Well, hold on, and I'll come back, and we'll take your comment in just a moment. We're at 800-TALK-YES. Do join us. If you've never heard Liberal Talk Radio before and you're just finding the program, take it easy. We'll try to be gentle with you. We're here. Malloy After Dark. Sit back, relax, and call us. 800-TALK-YES.
Well, whether it's fair or not. People judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Attention, allergy symptoms have been spotted in your area. Please look out for itchy, watery eyes, sinus pain, and runny noses. It is important to note that Claritin and Benadryl allergy cannot relieve all these symptoms. So protect yourself from allergy, sinus pain, pressure, and congestion with Tylenol Allergy Sinus. Repeat, Tylenol Allergy Sinus relieves more symptoms than Claritin and Benadryl allergy. Listeners should use only Tylenol Allergy Sinus as directed.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome to Nebraska.
How are you doing?
We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys have way too much fun, you know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that
you
give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with his dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No.
Excellent.
No, I actually, this phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that, because it sure worked out good. It's worked out great.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. And again, welcome to all our new affiliates to Malloy After Dark. Sit back, relax. You never heard liberal talk radio before. Like I said, we'll try to be gentle with you. We also understand there's a possibility we're on in Santa Fe. If not this hour, then the second two of three, the second and third hours of the program. If you are picking us up on KTRC now, give us a call, all right? We'll have to say that again in case people are not hearing the first hour. But back to our Latin American Bureau Chief, Carlos, in Columbus, Ohio.
Maybe you can help me with this question I have. I was wondering if the State Department is being run by Sesame Street. Because the reason why I'm asking is because, you know, first you had the color-coded thing, which was I thought was pretty stupid to begin with. But now you got the deck of cards, deck of playing cards, whatever thing going on. And that's just moronic. I mean, I don't know. What is that supposed to do again?
I don't know. It's trivial.
I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, I've been like...
I don't know what it's designed to do, Carlos, but it trivializes, I think, war. It trivializes the death of Iraqi civilians. You know, on my website tonight, I am posting from... who's it from, Kathy? I think it's Independent Media. I'm not sure. But page after page after page after page of photographs that you will not see on CNN or MSNBC or the rest of these American media of the civilian casualties, the property destruction, and I'm going to post a caveat with it. Anybody who wants to look at these pictures, and it goes on for page after page, there must be 100 of them there. You're going to have a strong constitution to look at some of these.
Yeah, well, I've been developing a strong stomach because I've been looking at some of this stuff myself. You know, it's disgusting, and I don't know. This might even be like just the beginning of it. I mean, I don't know what this thing is going to turn into. I think nobody knows, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I think they trivialize everything with their little... it's like they're talking to little kids. You know, next thing you know, they'll have a... Remember the Count from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
The character?
Yeah.
You know, the vampire guy, you know, you'll have him on instead of Rumsfeld or something, you know.
Well,
teaching
look...
Teaching little kids how to... I mean, it's
I know. The Bush administration, since the highest levels of the Bush administration are very... Was it Hannah Arendt who talked about the banality of evil in trying to describe the Nazi high command? The banality of these people in the Bush crime family is A, outrageous, but B, they look at the American public, they look at us as no more than children that need to be told which way to look, which way to stand, mm-hmm. how to sit, when to wipe our noses, when to go to the bathroom. This is how they treat the American public. And they must do this because it is a totalitarian organization. They were not elected to office. None of these people should be in office. So their attitude toward the American public is one of along with American media treating the American public as though we're a bunch of sixth graders. Now the problem with that is so many Americans respond in kind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, man. Though they're Christians, so you know. I mean, I know. You know, they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, we. Oh man. I mean, yeah. People are just hitting it up like it's.
I know. I hear you. All right, Carlos. Listen, I'm glad you called in. You were second in the shoot. Tomorrow night, try to be first. Okay.
All right, man.
All right, pal. Thanks for checking in. Trivializing, because again, just like in Doonesbury today, Bush. And the cohorts around him, Ashcroft and the rest of these thugs, you know, they believe in the talking snake theory of creativity, right? They do not theory of creation, right? The talking snake theory. They do not believe in evolution, which eliminates biochemistry, genetics, ecology, paleontology, anatomy, physics, astronomy, cosmology, geology, history, and archaeology. None of that exists without a foundation on evolution. But that's who's leading this country. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
It's too late now, and I know you'll never change. As she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief, Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
Now for something completely different.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The Association of Professional Flight Attendants plans to hold a third vote on $340 million worth of wage and benefit concessions to American Airlines. The first vote held last week saw the flight attendants reject the plan. A second vote a day later approved the give-back package. But when American unveiled the bonus and pension protection plan for its executives after its unions had agreed to cuts, APFA President John Ward shed the air of diplomacy. In a message to the flight attendants, Ward says another vote is contentious, but Americans' duplicity in asking for sacrifices from its workers on one hand while fattening management on the other is beyond the bounds of decency.
Management would love nothing more than to bust this union. Let's not permit ourselves to do it for them.
Over the weekend, American CEO Don Carty canceled the planned executive bonuses and sent a letter of apology to the unions. No word on when this third vote will be scheduled. The airline could file for bankruptcy at any time, regardless of what the flight attendants do.
The McDonald's Corporation takes over as lead concessionaire at a $200 million terminal opening this week at the Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. And the fast food giant is eager to shake loose of the union representing workers at the old terminal. A state law passed last year obliges Mickey D's managers to hire employees of the previous concessionaire for at least 90 days, but a loophole would allow McDonald's to bypass the rule. A bill before the state Senate would shore up the loophole and give senior workers first crack at jobs in the new food court, but that's apparently too much for McDonald's to swallow. The company has hinted it may cancel its contract with the airport if the law is passed. Meanwhile, about 100 workers with as much as 30 years on the job could well be out of work, and if they are rehired, it'll be to a non-union position with significantly lower wages and benefits.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday. For Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a block.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com. Flying Monkey Ride Blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We're at 800 Talk. Yes, love to hear from you tonight. RW is calling from Chattanooga, a frequent contributor to the program. Very seldom gets a chance to call. I guess it's going to change now we're on at night, right, RW?
Well, we'll try, man. You're going to make me buy one of those newfangled radios, aren't you?
Sirius Satellite Radio. Yeah, well, if Kathy, is Ford Motor has them as standard equipment now, but you have to subscribe. I think it runs $9 a month or something.
I might have to get one of those. It's a deja vu, man, down here in Tennessee now. It goes back to your WLS days, man.
And WSV. I think you all picked us up in Chattanooga during the WSV days. But, yeah, here we are. Rock and roll.
I want to ask you a question about Eagleburger, his comment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of all that? I mean, that's a very odd comment. Is there some sort of conversation or signaling going among the elites? That, you know, I know it's starting to sound like Chuck Carter here, but
yeah.
But
well, first of all, let people know the comment was that if Bush goes after Syria, he should be impeached.
This is his right. Daddy's Secretary of State.
Right. I'm not sure. I don't trust any of these thugs. I don't care if they worked for Pappy Bush, Ronald Reagan, Dick Nixon, or Gerald Ford. All of these ghouls have now clustered together in Bush 2. There are people who spent, you know, it took 6 months to get the stake out of their hearts and open the coffin and bring these people back to life. As far as Eagleburger is concerned, I don't know. He could be a shill. He could be somebody that Henry Kissinger said, all right, look, you go out on stage and say that if Bush attacks Syria, he should be impeached. That'll really confuse the American public. It'll confuse the global public. In the meantime, these rat bastards continue with their plans to invade Syria, invade Iran, just whoever. So I don't know what to make of the comment, R.W. I think it was a pretty ballsy comment on the part of Lawrence Eagleburger to say that if Bush attacks Syria, he ought to be impeached. But you don't know what the motivation is. You don't know why he said it. You don't know what's, none of us do, what's going on behind the curtain with these people.
I agree, but the thing, it seems very strange. Of course, they're toning the rhetoric down on Syria. It makes me wonder if there's somewhere among the elites, there's some sort of maybe disagreement as to what, how next best, you know, proceed. Because again, like I said, remember Pappy Bush had a chance to go in and do what Junior did, but he didn't, and I think for good reasons. I think he knew what kind of maggot's nest he was going to pick up, you know, if he overturned that rock. And
right. Well, not only that, Pappy Bush was never at the top of the A-list with the right-wing neo-Nazis in this country. You know, neo-Nazism skips a generation. Pappy's father financed Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
So then along comes Pappy Bush, who heads the CIA, member of Congress, vice president, president, yada, yada, yada. Kind of a doofus, can't find his ass with both hands, doesn't understand scanners at a grocery store, just completely out of the loop. You know, just wants to go do skull and bones reunions and make his money from Carlisle and hope there's wars here and there. But then comes his son. So it skips a generation. Bush Jr. is like Prescott Bush. He's a neo-Nazi. So, as far as Eagleburger's connection to Pappy Bush, to me that's kind of a yawner, because Pappy Bush was never, like I said, he was never on the A-list of the neo-fascists. Of
that's true, but and this is my take, and I know you disagree, but I my take is that, you know, like you said, too stupid to be president, doesn't know what he's doing, and some people who are, whether we agree with their policies or not, who have some savvy about international diplomacy, are trying to send some signals. That's my thinking. Could be wrong. That's just
well. I'd like to hope you were right, but again, I trust none of these people. I think these people are vile. They should be driven off the planet. They should go back to whatever dimension they emerged from and get the hell out of 21st century America. This reality of the frame, and just go away. They should leave. I don't trust them. I hope you're right, though.
Okay, let's start getting the voter drives going then, man.
I hear that, R.W.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for checking in, pal. No, do you trust him? You trust Eagleburger? You trust Kissinger? Any of these people? Rumsfeld with his gosh gollies? Gee, how many vases are there in this damn museum in Iraq? Democracy and freedom is not tidy. We have riots in this country. Look what happened after the Rodney King thing. They have riots after soccer games. You trust that kind of leadership? Robert is calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Well, it's good to hear you. Good to hear your voice at this time of the day. I don't have to worry about listening to you on tape delay anymore.
There you go, pal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think what you just said, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, these people are just, to me, I always thought they were Nazis. I always thought that George, Mr. Bush, and he ain't too stupid to be president. He's not the president. He was never elected, you know.
That's true.
And it's ironic that which I heard on the Pacifica Radio Network, that that the U.S. officials refused to recognize this prominent figure in Iraq as the new mayor of Baghdad. And I thought, well, dang, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah, or worse.
Yeah. You know, it's
well, you know what's going on in Iraq now. The mullahs, just like in Iran, after they got the Shah of Iran out, another American appointee, and the religious fundamentalists, the Islamic crazy people, just like Christian crazy people, you know, like Falwell and Roberts and the rest of these people. Now the mullahs, the religious leaders in Iraq, are calling for, they're just stopping short of jihad, holy war against. The blue-eyed devils that have come there, the Brits and the Americans, they want to form the Islamic Republic of Iraq. Now, you know,
I think it's kind of funny that you mention that because it's like I was looking at the Los Angeles Times front page today, and they showed U.S. soldiers having Easter service. Easter service in a mostly Islamic country. You know, that's kind of,
yeah.
You know.
Well.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, it's you know, when you establish empire, when which is what the Bush crime family and the Project for a New American Century, which is exactly what they're doing, when you establish empire, you may allow the local natives to have just like the Romans did in the Middle East at the time of Christ. They the time of Christ. But they allowed the Jews to have their Sanhedrins and their courts and their religious observances. But as long as the tribute was paid to Rome, same thing here. And I would imagine the Roman governor of Palestine at the time would have his his celebrations and offerings to the Roman gods. Same thing here, I would think, with the American Conqueror. Sure, they'll have their Easter celebrations and their Christmas, their religious holidays, and you know the Muslims can go about their business and have their five times a day prayer. But the joke is going to be on them because in these Islamic countries, the real power, even though it may be beneath the surface when you have some dork like Saddam Hussein in power, the real power is with the mullahs, with the religious leaders. And I think the U.S. And Great Britain now are going to experience that. The Iraqi people are not going to go, oh, okay, well, time for democracy. Gee, thanks a lot, America. You know, they're burying their mutilated dead children and their families and their wives and husbands. They look at their country just an absolute chaotic mess. God only knows how many tens of thousands of people died there. And in a time of crisis like that, where do people turn? They turn to their religion.
Yeah, it's really such a shame with the travesty that's going on with the children dying like that, and these CNN and these Fox Fools channel refuse to show it. But Mike, real quickly, welcome to the 6 to 9 time slot Pacific time, and I look forward to hearing you again. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, Robert, thanks for checking in. And again, tonight when the program's over, we're going to post. You'll probably want to look at it tomorrow. Page after page after page of photographs of the death and destruction in Iraq. And some of them we have posted before. Most of them are new. Some of them are just, I give you all the caveats you need about the explicitness of these photographs. But we're going to have it posted when the program's over. Tom is calling from Griffiths, Indiana. This is your first time calling, Tom, right?
Well, it's the first time calling on INET, for sure. I used to call you when you were the Chi-Town Prince of Darkness in Chicago.
Yeah, well, I pulled the stake out of my heart, too, pal.
Well, anyway, it's good to hear your voice again, Mike.
Well, thank you.
Live and in action.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring up, one of the things that have been bothering me so much the last 6 months to a year is the neoconservatives. Who are these people? And you can watch all the talking heads you want, and they may talk about or mention the neoconservative, but then they just kind of gloss over and go past.
Right.
So over the weekend, I came across one good article one article by Pat Buchanan might give the listeners some better indication of who the neoconservatives are. And this one is really quite a good. It's called The Strategist and the Philosopher. It was out in Truth Out.
Mm-hmm.
The website,
mm-hmm.
And it's a good idea. It gives more of a history of them and who their philosophers are. And
well, I posted. Is this something you picked up at my website? Because I posted the article you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, I posted it on the
okay, because it lists the names, it lists the think tanks. That's the one you're talking about, right?
This one doesn't list the think tanks. This goes more of the history and more of the past philosopher where the current neoconservatives are getting a lot of their ideas. I mean, I mean, the old joke is, you know, the Republican Party isn't your father's Republican Party anymore, and apparently the neoconservatives aren't the Pat Buchanan neoconservatives anymore.
I mean, no.
Buchanan is more of an isolationist. These people are militaristic and expansionist. And,
right.
You know, like I said, it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of information out there, but this seems to be a good kind of historical read, if you will. People can pick up a little bit more
now,
about who these people are.
Now, you put a link on the comments board at my website.
Right. It's you know, over the weekend, I think it was on the 20th. I picked it up from another guy who was posting on another board, and he had kind of a little vignette of his comments.
Mm-hmm.
And then under that is the philosophers and the link.
Yeah.
Plus, I also posted the Pat Buchanan talking about neoconservatives so people could get a kind of a how he views them, which he's not too happy with.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are just nuts. And one thing I'd like anybody and everybody to do is whenever they come across any material, since we've used depleted
uranium.
Depleted U-bombs,
right.
Uranium bombs on
right.
in Iraq again, to keep spreading this out. This stuff is, for us to use it, is just evil. When we first started using and we start talking about it on the board, you know, what is this stuff? You know, I don't really think they're telling us or anybody anything. And the cancer rate, the sicknesses, our forces are getting affected by it. It's just evil.
As you know, we've been talking about depleted uranium since WLS days in Chicago. Lance, who calls us from Manhattan and Illinois, is the first one who turned me on to it 5 years ago. That DU was used in the first Iraq War, and then when Clinton unleashed NATO against the Serbs, DU was used then, and it's being used. It was used in the last Gulf War, and the destruction that it perpetrates, not just against the opposing army, but the civilian population and the environment, is beyond belief. It is just beyond belief. This stuff has a half life of what did I read? What was it, Kathy? 3 billion years, or I think. Maybe it's only a quarter of a billion years. I don't know. But it is depleted uranium, and the result of the use of this stuff in the first Gulf War can be seen now when you, over the past 12 years, when you have Iraqi children born with no heads, Iraqi children born with no genitalia, when you have leukemia, childhood leukemia rates going off the chart. It's just outrageous. And yet we use this stuff and continue to use it. And, we have to educate ourselves about what is being done in our name.
I can't agree with you more. And like I said, anybody who comes across information, keep spreading it around because this stuff needs to be stopped.
It does indeed. Tom, thanks for checking in. Hope you call again, pal.
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Yeah, it was Lance in Manhattan, Illinois, who years ago, I don't know what, Kathy, 5, 6 years ago, first turned me onto the whole subject of depleted uranium. I'd never heard of it. Didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And then started doing some research, and it was just unbelievable. Clint is calling from Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Clint.
Hi, Mike. Wanted to welcome you to the evening.
Thank you.
I'm still working, too, this late hour. I wanted to tell you, I saw the Tim Robbins thing on C-SPAN replay this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, what a powerful thing that was.
It was indeed. It was chilling to hear what he had to say, too.
It really was. You know, it's so sad to think that we've got, that things like this are going on in this country right now. And, just seeing him up there in front of your face and saying these things that, you know, really the American public should be hearing through normal media is a real sad commentary on the state of our country right now.
But, you know, according to the right wingers, Tim Robbins is a traitor. He's treasonous. Mm. He's unpatriotic. He should go back to Hollywood and make his movies and shut the hell up, because what does he know? He's just a Hollywood actor, right?
Yeah, I know. And Susan Sarandon, I've always liked her, and, you know, with the things he was saying about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And to tie it in, I saw a really interesting article that I sent to you from the Toronto Star over the weekend about global cooling and the Bush Doctrine and what it's doing, you know, as a serious blow to globalization, and that kind of, kind of interested me a little bit, you know, saying how how Bush is such a globalist and what he's doing right now is what it's doing to his very own efforts to try to globalize everything.
Right.
It's kind of a hopeful thing in one way.
Yeah, play on words there. When you talk about global cooling, you're talking about the cooling off of global markets and the whole globalization movement that the Bush crime family is supposed to be deeply in favor of. But that's one of the unintended results the so-called Bush Doctrine. This guy wants death and destruction. He wants the United States to own everything. And then who cares about globalization? If we own it all, what difference does it make, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, living up here by the Canadian border and being able to watch Canadian television, it's...
Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll come right back. I just noticed we have a break coming down on us like a freight train. Stay with us.
Let's read this one.
My favorite.
You want me to read your bedtime story? You have a bad headache.
Yeah, but I can't let it ruin our story time.
The moment of choice. Which will work better on your headache? Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, you'll feel better faster with Advil Liquid Gels. These advanced liquid-filled capsules rush relief where you need it. They're proven to work faster, stronger, better than Tylenol on tough pain.
The
end.
Good night, big girl.
Good night, big guy.
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. We'll be right back.
see the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, we're talking with Clint in Dearborn, Michigan, who provides an awful lot of the articles, the material that we use on this program. Go ahead, Clint, where were we?
Oh, I was just talking about, you know, being on the Canadian border and watching the coverage of the war, you know. Mm-hmm. It just really opened my eyes, opened my family's eyes, you know, everybody I knew that I could persuade to watch compared to, you know, what we saw on CNN and the other networks here in this country.
Right.
Because the Canadians were showing, you know, people in harm's way over there and showing, you know, what our soldiers went through, what the Iraqis went through and everything. And, you know, I was really grateful to have that along with your voice, you know, to see the real war, not the Bush version of the war.
Yeah, there, as you know, there are a lot of newspapers, a lot of websites now that provide video in addition to Canadian television that shows it as much as they can, as it is or as it was over the past a couple, 3 months. And I don't know what it is about us in the United States. We are the biggest gorilla in the jungle now. We decide, for the most part, we decide who lives and who dies. And are we to believe that the American public is so weak-kneed, such thumb-sucking, hair-twisting, bedwetting cowards, that we can't understand and see fully what our policies are doing to the rest of the world? It's just shocking, absolutely shocking to me that so much death and destruction can be waged in the name of the American people. I guess that's why it's being waged. Maybe not. Maybe it's being waged in the name of Carlyle and Halliburton and the Bush crime family. But it's being paid for by us, and it's being done, and we're the ones that will suffer, the American public. And yet, the American media, for some reason, feels that no, we can't do another Vietnam. We can't let people see bloodied and broken and dying Americans and bloody and broken dying civilians and children and guts and gore and brain cells smashed all over the side of buildings. No, we can't do that. We're just gonna, you know, put Paula Zahn out there, put the crew from Fox News Network out there, and everything will be fine. Go back to sleep. That's all. Just, you know, it's a game.
Yeah, it sure seems that way. Anyways, Mike, yes, it's good to hear you at night, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Thanks, Clint.
Take care.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in. All right, quick break here, and then we'll return. I wonder if the folks at KTRC are going to pick up the program here the next hour. We shall find out, shan't we? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do
the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Prosecutors in Modesto, California have formally charged 30-year-old Scott Peterson with the murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. Peterson is expected to be arraigned in the Stanislaus County Courthouse later this afternoon. He has spent the weekend behind bars after being arrested on Friday in San Diego. Peterson had altered his appearance with the addition of a beard and dyed hair. There are also reports that he was found carrying some $10,000 in cash when authorities made the arrest, almost 4 months to the day after Lacey Peterson vanished from her home. The Iraqi National Congress claims free Iraqi forces have captured one of the America's most wanted members of Saddam Hussein's government. The captive is reported to be Mohammed Hamza al-Zubaydi, former Iraqi deputy prime minister listed by the U.S. as Central Euphrates Regional Commander. A spokesman for the INC said he was detained in the town of Hilla, about 60 miles south of Baghdad.
Cheapo.
Penny Pincher.
Coupon Charlie.
Sure, they're just names, but they hurt.
Ouch.
And there's a place that understands. A place called Hotwire.com. We won't call you things like
belt tightener.
Oh, no. Hotwire will help you embrace your frugal side with the lowest hotel prices guaranteed, or we'll give you double the difference. Does that sound like someone who'd call you a
tightwad?
Nope. The only thing we'll call you is our kind of customer. Oh, and cheapskate.
Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive. Cheap.
I spent years learning to cope with my mental health problems and just as long conquering substance addiction. But I did both, and I'm incredibly proud. But with the world and everything going on today, I get so overwhelmed. It's so tempting to turn to drugs and alcohol to help me escape. I don't want all of my accomplishments to just go away.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and alcohol to cope, get information and treatment referral at 1-800-662-HELP.
While much of the recent military focus has been on Iraq, the fight against terror continues at full speed at U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida. Tony Stanton reports.
The flags of 54 coalition countries are flying here at Central Command, where every continent except Antarctica is represented in the war against terrorism. Spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Martin Compton says it's like a mini UN without the politics. Compton says, however, that the military has a different kind of brotherhood. Countries as small as Djibouti, smaller than Rhode Island, are helping. Djibouti donated 5,000 sheep to Afghanistan to help that economy. At U.S. Central Command in Tampa, I'm Tony Stanton.
Fans who jump onto the field of play in Chicago could soon face jail time and stiffer fines. Alderman James Balker, whose 11th ward includes U.S. Cellular Field, is proposing a $1,000 fine for anyone who runs onto the field. The ordinance imposes a $2,000 fine and up to 10 to 30 days in jail for making contact with a player or umpire.
I think what will scare them into doing not at all is jail time. And also, if you mandate it that you pay that time and they're not let off, I've often said community service could be something that these folks can do. Clean up around the community or maybe a little bit of humility and clean bedpans at the VA.
Balker began work on beefing up the city's $100 fine shortly after last week's on-field incidents where fans interrupted a game with Kansas City and an umpire was attacked. The alderman says he's talked to the White Sox about providing more security and is also looking into an earlier cutoff for beer sales. Balker insists the incidents aren't a reflection of true White Sox fans and calls to move the 2003 All-Star game should be ignored. The proposed ordinance also covers contests at the United Center, Soldier Field, and Wrigley Field.
You love your car. You park it at the far end of the lot. You've got a special name for it. And you take it to an independent service center that installs premium AC Delco automotive parts. No matter what you drive, your loved one will be treated to the expert care it deserves. And since April is National Car Care Month, there's never been a more perfect time to pamper it. Go to acdelco.com to find an independent service center near you. It's the least you can do for a car named the Beige Bomber. AC Delco, when the right way is the only way.
The Supreme Court will hear a case to decide if a federal law prohibiting age bias in the workplace allows for lawsuits claiming reverse discrimination. Such suits would be filed by people who believe their employers are treating older workers better than younger ones. The case is being brought up due to an appeal by a subsidiary of General Dynamics. Under a new collective bargaining agreement, the company changed their full health benefits coverage beginning in mid-1997. Retire health care benefits were provided only to those at least 50 years old on July 1, 1997. The previous plan provided full health benefits to all employees who retired with 30 years of seniority. Nearly 200 employees in their 40s sued, saying the limitation was discriminatory. Stocks saw little change in the return session after a three-day break. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 8 points to 83.29. The NASDAQ was up a point to 14.24. The S&P 500 ended at 8.92 after a two-point decline. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. We coddle them, spoil them, treat them like royalty. But when it comes to your precious pet, yours is not the only lap of luxury. When I come back, I'll tell you what's in store for Fido. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Fifi, Fido, and Fluffy. Soon, your four-legged friends will be riding in style. Yes, Ford Focus owners can purchase a custom car bed for their pets. This mobile condo offers such amenities as an insulated sports bottle for a cool drink of water, integrated pockets for treats and leashes, a foldable bowl for gourmet on the go, and a safety belt. But wait, that's not all. When the fur flies, a built-in air purifier keeps you and your pets breathing easier. Wow, being in the doghouse has a whole new meaning. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. And now, I think KTRC in Santa Fe may be carrying the second and third hours of the program. If you are listening in KTRC, listening on KTRC in Santa Fe, give us a call. I'd like to hear from you. Back to the calls, and then we'll move on here. John is calling from Herndon, Virginia. Hey, John.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I wasn't able to listen for a couple of weeks, and I tuned in this afternoon, and what happened? You know, I'm like, well, this was a big news to me. But
what, our move to nights?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember you talking about it, so I don't know.
I talked about it for 2 weeks, John.
Well, that was through the 2 weeks I was not around.
That must have been.
Yeah. Anyhow, a couple items. First of all, I'm wondering now, does this mean you're going to have to get, like, night vision scope or something on for your critter?
Yeah, I'm going to buy them from Russia, and they're being shipped to me through Syria. And yeah, in the bunker now, we use night vision goggles as we do the program. Absolutely.
Right, because I know one of your favorite hobbies is sitting on the back porch.
Shooting varmints. Yeah, shooting. Right. Not the birds.
No, not the birds.
No, varmints.
I would never think that you would shoot a bird.
Right. We have varmints in our neighborhood, such as it is, and, you know, they just deserve to be shot. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah. One thing, depleted uranium, that's one of these propaganda terms, is depleted uranium is 100% radioactive.
Yeah.
And it's it just refers to the percentage of U-235, which is the most fissionable material.
That's still left.
When it drops down below what a commercially rated a number, which is a very small number, that's when they call it depleted. It's only depleted in the sense of its commercial value, but it's still 100% pure uranium.
Oh, sure.
And it's got all the wonderful properties that uranium has always had.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to...
Yeah, it's a subject that over the years I have focused an awful lot of attention, not so much here in the past 2 years on this program, but we talked about depleted uranium as it was used in by NATO against Serbia in the first Gulf War. And now I saw an article the other day that said the U.S. Government has decided, the Bush crime family has decided, they are not going to make any attempt to clean up depleted uranium debris. I don't know that it's possible to do that. Because their studies, the Bush crime family's U.S. government studies, show that depleted uranium is not a health hazard, which is an absolute utter lie. But I have come to expect those kinds of lies from the Bush crime family. They don't bother to spin things anymore. They don't bother to tell half-truths. They don't bother to put out misinformation. They just come out and lie. And that is one of the lies, that depleted uranium is not a health hazard. Tell that to the families in Iraq and now in Yugoslavia, who are giving birth, whose babies are being born without heads.
Sure. Not only that, when it's used, but think about the American soldiers who are sitting right next to these.
Gulf War syndrome.
Yeah, I mean they're living. They're encased in radioactivity, and you know, you don't even have to shoot one of them to make it a life altering event.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, it's terrible stuff, but it's being used in our name, John, yours and mine.
And you know, one other thing, talking about the health, they were supposed to take baseline blood samples before the troops were sent over.
Right.
And they did not do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they refused to take the blood samples, so now they have nothing to go by for any health effects out of this turkey shoot number two.
Well, this will keep the claims to the VA down considerably.
That was the intention, and they were told by one of the commissioners that to Rumsfeld, you have to do this, and Rumsfeld just ignored him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sure. This is Rumsfeld's gig. He doesn't. Rumsfeld has to answer to nobody but Rumsfeld, right?
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm getting to the point where I'm saying America too stupid to be free, too dumb to be free, that's the only way I can explain how these obvious lies and the ratings going up. 10 or 20 points from one week to the next. Like somebody raped your sister last week, but this week he tells a real funny story, so his points go up 20, his ratings go up 20%.
It's incredible.
I mean, this is a country without a memory.
It's incredible.
It is.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Mike, welcome, and I'll try to listen, in the evening here.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in. All right, hold on a second if you're on hold, because I want to... just touch on something else that was just infuriating to me over the weekend, and that was Bush and the POWs down in, where was he, in Fort Hood for Easter services. Now, this has a local angle for me. One of those helicopter pilots, Chief Warrant Officer Ronald D. Young, Jr., he's from Lithia Springs, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta. And the local network affiliates here, of course, have been leading their newscasts with this story. Once it turned out that these POWs were freed after 2 weeks of being held captive, And I again, I don't want to cast any kind of negativity on anybody who has been dragooned into one of Bush's, the Bush crime family's wars, or the Reagan crime family's wars, or Pappy Bush's wars, and sent off to kill and possibly die in the interests of the oil companies or corporate America or the Carlyle Group or Halliburton or the rest of these thugs. That's not my intention here. But it is my intention to point out, I mentioned early in the program, during World War II, I had relatives who fought, who were in combat, and they were gone for the duration. They were gone. This idea of rotating soldiers in and out, I believe, started in Korea, maybe not till Vietnam, but so many of all of the people who enlisted or were drafted in World War II were there for the duration. That was the term. You didn't come home after 2 weeks or 6 months or 2 years or 4 years. You came home when the damn thing was over. That's when you came home. Now, there's something upsetting about seeing these young Americans, these 20-somethings, who found themselves in this situation in Iraq, and the ones who were taken captive, their guards fled. They practically walked out, like Jessica Lynch. She couldn't walk out. She had actually been wounded. But treating these people as if they are equal to real combat heroes. I don't know how else to put it. It's starting to get on my nerves. Now, for people who have been in combat, I've said before, I never have. One of our regular callers, Joe in Texas, who and we got a bunch, Roger in Augusta, all sorts of people who have served in the military, who have been in combat theaters of operation, who understand what this madness is like. And I just wonder what these guys think. The guys who were in the service, who especially World War II vets, you know, somebody goes over in one of these phony wars created by the Bush crime family. They're held captive for a couple of weeks. They come home and they're treated as though they don't know, like they're some major war heroes. That it's starting to get on my nerves. Now, on Sunday, five former POWs spent the day with their family members, while two of them celebrated Easter with too stupid to be president, Chief Warrant Officer David Williams and Chief Warrant Officer Ronald Young. Young is the one from the Atlanta area. They were the Apache helicopter pilots who were held captive in Iraq for, under 3 weeks. They joined Bush at Easter services at Fort Hood Army Base. Now, after the services, Bush met with the two crewmen and their families, saying he had a good talk with them. They're good, strong men. You know, this is from a guy who deserted his Air National Guard unit. Bush likes to surround himself with what he considers to be warriors, because he was a total coward, a total deserter, ran away from his champagne unit in the Texas Air National Guard. But he likes to hang out with men and women in uniform. A good talk with them. They're good, strong men. Yeah. Now, Williams, one of the CWOs of Orlando, said the meeting with Bush was an absolute honor. And the guy from the Atlanta area added that it was definitely one of the highlights of his life. Absolutely. It's starting to get on my nerves, that's all. Now, Bush, caught by reporters after this Easter church service at Fort Hood, Texas, I want you to listen in this first soundbite. Listen to George's Christian language, and you can understand why the Iraqis are protesting the colonization by the Crusaders of their Muslim nation. Bush tries to answer the reporter's question, "How'd the church service go, sir?"
We prayed for peace, for strength, for the many blessings. I particularly grateful that these two men were with us today.
You want a Valium?
Thank God for their lives.
How about a Prozac?
I hope all our fellow Americans realize that we live in a great country.
Yeah.
Full of great people, and today's a day to give blessings for America as well as a almighty and gracious God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, we prayed for peace, and, you know, it's a great America. Immediately after that, the questions about Iraq began. One reporter says, Mr. President, what is the latest that you have on the status of Saddam Hussein? And if he is not killed or captured, any kind of a threat if he's not killed or captured?
Yeah, Saddam Hussein is no longer in power.
Yeah.
That's for certain. He was in power, and now he is not. And therefore, the Iraqi people's lives will be much better off. If he is alive, I would suggest he not pop his head up.
Oh, I suggest he not pop his head up because, you know, I might pick up a 22 or a 39 or an 80. So what do you call those things, guns? And shoot him. Another reporter asks about Bush's domestic agenda. Mr. President, do you expect to return more to a domestic agenda now that the war is winding down, Mr. President? Do we have time to run this? All right, we'll do this right after the break? Okay, the reporter wants to know about Bush's domestic agenda. You know, that little agenda about health care and veterans affairs and what else? The unemployment and the job picture and the environment and, well, you know.
All in the name of food. While the people beg for mercy, begging no relief. There's blood on your hands, mister. You'll answer for one day. And the tears you shed on that day won't wash your sins away.
This crusade. This war on terrorism.
That peaceful land. Will he forgive the killing, the war he had planned? Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands?
Do you love your car or truck? Like gaze into its headlights, worship the ground it rolls on kind of love? Then take it to an independent service center that installs premium AC Delco automotive parts. No matter what you drive, your loved one will be given the expert care it deserves. And since April is National Car Care Month, the timing is perfect. Check out acdelco.com for an independent service center near you, because you want your love to last forever, or 200,000 miles, whichever comes first. AC Delco, when the right way is the only way.
Dad, this race car game is awesome. Want to drive?
I love that game, but not with a bad headache.
You want to go home?
The moment of choice. Which will work better on your headache, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, you'll feel better faster with Advil Liquid Gels. These advanced liquid-filled capsules rush relief where you need it. They're proven to work faster, stronger, better than Tylenol on tough pain.
Can we stay a little longer?
Let's try virtual reality skiing.
Yeah!
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico. Welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
Not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And, I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll look for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays. I don't have much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me. And partner, all I want to do is satisfy my Lord and be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days.
The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. God is not neutral.
I think our Northern Indiana Bureau Chief sent that in. A Christian cowboy? It's getting curiouser and curiouser, Alice. All right, back to Fort Hood. Easter Sunday service. Bush is there with the two Apache helicopter pilots who were held for 2 weeks and are now free and getting hero's welcomes. That must just thoroughly irritate real combat veterans. Oh, never mind. Anyway, reporter has asked him a couple of questions. Another reporter wants to know about the domestic agenda. Let me restate the question. Sir, do you expect to return more to a domestic agenda now that the war is winding down?
I have always been involved with the domestic policy. I somehow get somewhat taken aback when I hear stories that assume I can only do one thing.
Oh.
I believe our Medicare system needs to be modernized. I've consistently talked about that. I look forward to working with Congress to see that that's done. Then I will continue to work to make the world a more peaceful place.
In translation, I'll screw up Medicare, then I'll go attack another oil-rich nation. Or maybe North Korea. I don't know. What did he say? I somehow get somewhat taken aback when I hear stories that assume I can only do one thing. And then as if to validate his statement, he says, I believe our Medicare system needs to be modernized. Oh, okay, George. Yeah, okay. Okay, I don't know what to say about that. I have no idea. I have no idea. So when you don't know what to say about something, don't say anything. There's Lance calling from Manhattan, Illinois. Hey.
Anti-war, anti-dittos.
Thank you.
Dennis Kucinich. There's new people listening now, right?
Yep.
Joe, man, it was hard to get through. Jeez Louise. I mean, the redial button going crazy. You must be loving this.
Yeah.
I'm glad for you, Mike. You deserve it. I wanted to call like an anecdote, but you brought up depleted uranium. Thank you.
Yeah?
Can I add a couple things?
Yeah, but this is a topic that I need to post stuff at my website because, as I said, I think you were the one that turned me on to this years ago, and it is a massive you don't just talk to people about depleted uranium.
Just a couple things, if I could, but yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, for example, you had mentioned that the government was saying, or Bush was saying, that they don't consider it dangerous. But in the military handbook, it says that soldiers that come within 25 yards of depleted uranium, come within 25 yards of exposure to depleted uranium, excuse my talking, have to wear breathing apparatuses, and skin protection.
Right. Now, that means that the children of Afghanistan and Serbia and Iraq and Kuwait, they don't, I don't know, they don't have these breathing apparatuses things to wear, do they?
No, and it's 25 yards. That's a long ways.
Yeah.
That's 75 feet?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That just seems like... That's relatively, they're thinking that might be a dangerous product, and yet they're telling us it's safe. And the 22 of our vehicles were hit with friendly fire in the first Gulf War. I hate calling it a war because it's really more of a slaughter. And they built a $4 million facility in South Carolina to detoxify these things and couldn't and had to burn most of them.
Right. And it's in the soil, the water, and the ovaries.
And you're a hero, my friend.
And the testes of anyone who's been exposed to it. Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you because we've got to take another break here, Lance. Just stay there. I'll come right back.
What up, there's nobody home. I love your smile, but when you talk, there's nobody home. I love it when you speak your mind. Nobody home. It's nice to have some quiet time.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
You love your car. You park it at the far end of the lot. You've got a special name for it. And you take it to an independent service center that installs premium AC Delco automotive parts. No matter what you drive, your loved one will be treated to the expert care it deserves. And since April is National Car Care Month, there's never been a more perfect time to pamper it. Go to acdelco.com to find an independent service center near you. It's the least you can do for a car named the Beige Bomber. AC Delco, when the right way is the only way.
And now for something completely different.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
An old way of life is fading away in southern Europe, and the changes include a new wave of wildfire. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Greece, Italy, and Spain share a growing risk of destructive wildfires. In Spain alone last year, more than 500,000 acres burned. According to Jose Moreno, an ecologist from the University of Castilla-La Mancha, the fuel for these fires is cropping up in ancient fields and pastures that farmers have abandoned. For thousands of years, Europeans used every part of the landscape. Even steep hillsides supported grazing, and southern Europe had few trees. But Moreno says in the last 50 years, people have turned away from this way of life.
Well, in many countries of southern Europe, as they became industrialized and developed, what happened is that many people, they abandoned marginal lands.
European governments have given subsidies for landowners to plant non-native pine and eucalyptus trees on hillsides and other marginal lands. Pastures have simply been abandoned and shrubs have moved in. The arid Mediterranean climate dries the woody vegetation and makes it susceptible to fire. Moreno says a solution might be to restore the abandoned land to its natural pre-agricultural state, but he says no one knows what that is.
Well, when you have areas that have been used by man since thousands of years, it is very difficult to have an idea of exactly how they were like before the Romans actually came about.
Moreno says the next best thing might be to keep the land in the historical pastures, which would help prevent the costly wildfires. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on!
Hi,
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of the Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. If you've been suffering from withdrawal because you can't find the Malloy Show, I've got the cure. Just remember this phrase, MM 9 p.m. That's right, Mike Malloy can now be heard weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. So turn off the reruns on TV and tune in to Mike for your nightly 3-hour bedtime story. MM 9 p.m. Pleasant dreams.
With a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
The mic was open when I screamed that. Okay, back to Lance. So I guess we should go back to Lance. Hey, Lance.
And to Warren Tedditos. I love when you give me a chance to say that twice.
Yeah, well, we aim to please.
Well, they put depleted uranium today in paint that we use and in cement. So if you're getting a new house built, you want to check what you're having it built with. But you're a hero. I screamed out as we were going to the break because I don't know if you remember or not, but there was a company that was going to put that depleted uranium in American kids' toys.
Oh yeah, in household toys, in jungle gyms, and they were also going to put it in utensils like skillets, because it's a very hard substance, as you know.
Nobody would talk about it, but
right.
You. And we call up this company and complain. I called so many times, and they answer the phone after a while. You start to complain and say, are you from Chicago?
Right.
And when they're saying that, I know why they're saying that, because the people from Chicago are calling, and because you're the only one that is patriotic enough to talk about it. They were going to poison our children. And you spoke up, and it stopped, because the people got behind it, and we put our foot down and screamed and hollered at those people. They knew it was going to get exposed.
Well, you may be giving me way too much credit, but I'll tell you this, Lance. You know how it is with these savages. They may duck and cover for a while, but then eventually, you know, after the story passes, after nobody's talking about depleted uranium drops off the radar screen, and you know, they come right back and do what they had planned to do. Only, you know, they wait a couple, 3 years. They wait 4 or 5 years. They don't care.
Well,
it's
Mike,
yeah.
It's like your caller previously had said, our soldiers now, we had soldiers over there for months who came home and are now having 70% birth defects.
Right.
We have soldiers over there now who are going to stay for the duration. They're going to die. They're going to come home and have headless children. Depleted uranium is going to become the topic because of George Bush. So I'm grateful. It's a horrible subject, but I'm grateful when someone like you brings it up, because people have to know. And it's not right they poison our soldiers and our children and do it in silence. At least you're screaming about it so people can see. Look what they're doing to us. How dare they? These vulgar, rich scumbags. Because we don't count. Our soldiers, they pretend to love. They're poisoning them right now.
Yeah.
They're radiating them. How much do they love them? They're radiating them. They know they're doing it. Powell, the liar. He knows what he's doing. So I am so glad that you brought this up your first day on this new time, because now new people are hearing it, and maybe they'll go study, and it's really a worthwhile, horrible subject.
And anybody who wants information, just use one of your search engines. Use Google, whatever. If you don't trust Google anymore, which I'm beginning not to, use a different one. But just type in depleted uranium and click go. And then stand back, because you will get so much information about this topic, and you'll understand what is being done to American soldiers, to civilian populations in Middle Europe, in the Middle East, and in Central Asia. And it may just get your attention if you read about depleted uranium. But once again, death and destruction, disease, chromosomal damage, genetic damage being perpetrated by the United States government. It's being done in our name. So, you know,
on these children and on our own soldiers and on little tiny children. I'll never understand how we've let this happen. I'll never really understand how we've allowed this to happen and why we are not rioting in the streets and taking our government back. I do not understand it.
Well, the day is coming. Lance, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Mike. I love your show, man.
All right. Thank you, Lance. Talk to you later. You, if you haven't done any research or study about depleted uranium, I think you should. If you still consider yourself to be concerned about what is done in your name globally, that's all. I'm not here to lecture you at all, but I just think you should check it out. Depleted uranium. It's a war crime on a par with a delayed Holocaust. I don't mean to trivialize the Holocaust. But if you read into the subject of depleted uranium and see what is being done, and this is a time bomb kind of situation. It takes a while, and when it starts to manifest, the damage to human beings is beyond belief. You want to know what Gulf War syndrome is? Read about depleted uranium, and I think things will come clear. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Luke, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I've been reading an article this past weekend that you can't find in any of the national news shows. The article was by Joe Connison in the New York Observer.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Who Will Trust Our Man in Iraq? And it's a breakdown of Ahmad Chalabi.
You know, I read that. This is a guy who was convicted in absentia in a Jordan court for massive fraud, bank fraud. This is a guy who is wanted. He hasn't set foot in Iraq in 45 years. He is a thug and a criminal. But are you surprised is who the Bush administration is going to put in power?
Well, did you read some of the fun things in this, though? Here's a guy who's his accountant, Arthur Anderson. Petra Bank, which apparently lost this, or the one in
Amman, Jordan. Right.
$300 million disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they think it's wound up in Switzerland in a few accounts. Now, can you imagine if Bill Clinton had appointed this man? What the scream would be?
Oh, well, of course. But you understand that Neil Bush, he ripped off the American taxpayer to the tune of just under $1 billion. So that kind of makes Chalabi look like chump change. You know, only $300 million. But we're not surprised. This is what the Bush crime family does. They surround themselves with thugs, thieves, bandits, mass murderers, and unindicted war criminals. That's the government we have now. And that's the government we're going to give to Iraq.
Well, the thing that's amazing is, if you don't read The Guardian or listen to the BBC, the national media in the U.S., they'll only tell you the half of the story that the administration wants.
Exactly.
I mean, I've been listening to people the other night. I just happened to normally don't listen to it, but I was watching Mr. King on CNN.
Uh-huh.
And he had like four different journalists on there. And one of them was a fellow. He wasn't from Al Jazeera, from the other one. In the Middle East. I cannot think of the name of it.
I know which one you mean.
But he was the only one who brought up this thing. He had like Robin Wright from L.A. and Broder, and none of them would touch the subject.
Right.
I mean, they'd talk about him, but they wouldn't talk about that part of it.
Right.
I mean, he was sitting there talking about this, and next thing you know, they changed the subject to another part of it.
Nobody said that Chalabi is wanted in Jordan, that he is...
A 22-year sentence, isn't it, for embezzlement?
Right. They tried him in absentia because he didn't have the courage to show up, nor did his lawyer. He's a bank robber. He's a thug.
Well, that, and then you tie into the part about the Saddam statue.
Right.
And you find out that apparently... You know, you've seen the picture showing that from the wide-angle picture, which,
right.
Of course, we never got to see here, showing everybody down there in front of the cameras, and that was about the only people in that square.
Yeah, about 200 people there.
And apparently a whole bunch of these people were some of the people he brought in with him with his, 600 freedom fighters.
Yeah, they were bussed in just like the Bush thugs bussed people in for the vote recount in Florida and started pounding and beating on doors and windows. These are thugs. These are criminals. And you know that, and I know that.
But like I said, it's just amazing when you finally see that picture showing that square at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that's the only people who were there were the ones directly in front of the camera.
Right.
That the only people around it there were some like TV trucks and a tank or two, but that was it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that whole square was vacant.
I know. It's all staged for the fools back home. That's people like you and me.
I know.
Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Luke.
I'm glad. Nice not to have to listen to you on a repeat.
Yeah, right. I'm glad, too.
All right. Goodbye, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you again. Now, with all of this, of course, the latest poll numbers on Too Stupid to Be President Bush, his job approval rating has risen past 70%. He is such a wonderful leader. As the war in Iraq winds down, Bush's approval rating, according to the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, is now at 72%. Huh? Of course, it's not quite as good as Pappy Bush's. Pappy Bush's rating rose to 89% after the first Gulf War in 1991. So here's more Freudian nastiness for Junior to deal with. Oh, Daddy's was 17 points higher than mine. 72%. Now, Republicans, as you can imagine, solidly approve of the wonderful Mr. Bush's performance. More than 9 in 10 say he's doing a good job. Yeah! Democrats? Just over half. This is why the Democrats probably are out of the executive branch of this government for the next 20, 24, 28 years. Democrats, 52% of Democrats approve of Bush's job performance. I would like to ask these Democrats, what part of it do you approve of? His domestic agenda? His careful work with the health care system? His fine-tuning of our economy? The 2 million jobs lost in 3 years? Does that part turn you on? What, his foreign policy? Pissing off the entire world at us? Causing our allies to run screaming into the woods to get away from him? What, the war in Iraq? You like that? Another turkey shoot? Turkey shoot two? Let's go see how many people we can slaughter. Oh, the big bad U.S. military was able to completely crush another third world country in what? Under a month. God bless us one and all. 52% of Democrats approve of this jackass? Oh, maybe somebody can tell me why. Nobody listens to this program would approve of this moron. But that's the part, you know, you expect Republicans to be as venal and vile as they are. 90% of Republicans support this clown. But 52% of Democrats? Unbelievable. And again, I hate to say it, I don't make predictions, but as far as I'm concerned, this is the reason, even if there are elections in this country that are not totally screwed by these touchscreen machines owned by these religious right freaks, even if the elections just come off, this is the reason that the Democrats have forsworn the Oval Office for probably the next 20-some years. 52%, unless there's an attitude change of the highest order quickly. 52% of Democrats support the policies of George Bush. Which one? Which one? Which policy? Environment? Health care? Job creation? Foreign policy? Environment? What? What does a Democrat support? God. Okay. I'm sorry. Just kind of lost it there for a moment. Hey, our British correspondent, True Brit, is calling. Our British ambassador is calling from Chicago. Hey, I haven't heard from you for a while either. I thought the dogs had eaten you.
Well, no, just the Republican donkeys I work with.
I hear that, True Brit.
So, no, I was absolutely thrilled, as I mentioned to Kathy, about the move to the evening hours, because now I get to hear you live and join in your rant.
And I'm
rather than hearing them on a tape delay basis.
The main reason we switched tonight, True Brit, was so you could participate in the program live.
Well, I thank you very much, as does Her Royal Highness. Yes.
You're more than welcome.
Of course, the main issue is that is Kathy asked me, what topic do you want to talk about? Well, good Lord, where do you start?
I know.
We could go on the funny side and have Uncle Mikey all read us a nice bedtime story.
And give us some warm tea.
Yeah, really. Some nice warm tea, hot cocoa. Right. You just recently touched on depleted uranium. I mean, why does it surprise you that we're using this lethal stuff? This is the same administration.
Yeah.
That at the same time as they were putting them in harm's way, was looking to slash their VA benefits when they came back from the Gulf,
sure,
glowing in the dark.
Oh, I know. I don't mean to come across so naive as to be surprised. What I'm that this monstrous material is being used. What is surprising to me is that it was concocted as a means of encasing explosives to begin with. Knowing full well, 15 years ago when they came up with this stuff, knowing full well that as these shells exploded and pulverized buildings and people and tanks and soldiers from the other side, that it would then get into the groundwater and the dust and the atmosphere and the food chain and the genetic chain and the chromosomal balance inside human beings. They knew this. These sons of bitches knew this, True Brit, and still they decided to use the weapons. Now I understand that the birth rate of deformed children in Central Europe, around the area of Bosnia and Serbia and Yugoslavia and those godforsaken little countries over there that have been so brutalized over the past 1,000 years, now the headless children and the children without genitalia are being born there.
It's a weapon of mass destruction in and of itself. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Have they found any yet? I mean, other than the U.S. stuff? I didn't think so.
No. No. Weapons of mass destruction? No. You know what is ironic and odd and kind of a sick joke is now the Bush crime family is asking for more time to find the weapons of mass destruction. Not unlike Hans Blix asked for more time. You remember that, don't you?
I know. It's just, oh, my God. It's a good thing I have insurance because I would have beaten my television set to death. It just amazes me. There's no weapons of mass destruction, even though that was the sole justification.
Not until we plant them.
Well, all they've got to do is look into Donald Rumsfeld's wallet and get the receipts from when he paid it, when he gave them to him, what, 83, 86?
There you go.
It just drives me insane that no weapons of mass destruction. Well, no, but we were there to liberate them. Well, no, you weren't. You were told the reason we were doing it was because it was an imminent threat to the United States. Well, how? An imminent threat to the United States is the playboy in North Korea who has a million-plus troops stationed, an hour's drive from the DMZ in Korea.
I know.
But we'll negotiate with him because, I don't know, maybe the American forces might not have, like, the cakewalk. There might actually be a little bit more of an ass-kicking.
Yeah, the North Koreans might bite back. Stay tuned, True Brit, because we've got some sound bites of Rummy talking about the missing weapons of mass destruction. Hey, thanks for calling in, and I'm glad we're doing nights so we can hear from you occasionally, okay?
Thank you very much, Mike. It's great to have you on the air in the evening.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
So the sun is a-shining, the birds are a-chirping, and the garden is a-calling. One small problem, you're back.
Ow!
It's a-hurting. Can't bend down to dig.
Ooh!
Can't stand up to water.
Ouch!
Just can't bear the pain. Better grab a Thermacare. 8 hours of penetrating heat for powerful pain relief and deep muscle relaxation.
Ah!
So you can bend, dig, plant, water, and water all you want. No problem. Pick up a Thermacare and wrap yourself in relief.
You know, you ought to check your credit report.
But I just don't have time.
I have to clean out the garage.
And take the kids to the doctor.
And balance my checkbook.
And take the dog to the vet.
And mow the lawn.
And do the grocery shopping and call the bank.
Stop. If you haven't checked your credit report, there's a fast, easy solution. Log on to freecreditreport.com and we'll show you how to find out online what's in your credit report. And get 30 days of our credit check monitoring service free. So don't say,
I'm just too busy.
Log on to freecreditreport.com today.
Do you love your car or truck? Like gaze into its headlights, worship the ground it rolls on kind of love? Then take it to an independent service center that installs premium AC Delco automotive parts. No matter what you drive, your loved one will be given the expert care it deserves. And since April is National Car Care Month, the timing is perfect. Check out acdelco.com for an independent service center near you. Because you want your love to last forever. Or 200,000 miles, whichever comes first. AC Delco, when the right way is the only way.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Banjila is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Banjila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. We will get to those Donald Rumsfeld missing weapons of mass destruction nonsense after the break, because we have four sound bites we want to play for you. In the meantime, Damon is calling from Houston, Texas. Hey, Damon.
How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Glad to have you on, and I can listen to your whole show now.
There you go.
I don't just have to catch the last hour and get the entire program. It's wonderful.
Well, I was just kidding. True, Britt. The reason we switched to nights is so you could hear the program live.
Don't let him hear that. Okay. But I want to ask you, you know, I'm not a big fan of Bob Dole, but I'm going to quote him, okay?
Okay.
Where's the outrage?
Yeah.
Where is the outrage? You know, I remember after 9/11 when Bush said, you know, we're going to catch Osama bin Laden. We're going to smoke him out. We're going to turn over every rock.
Right.
He's still gone.
Right.
We're going to get a Saddam Hussein. We don't know where he is.
Mm-hmm.
The anthrax guy. We don't know where he is. Weapons of mass destruction. We can't find them.
Right.
You know, this guy keeps rolling the dice and coming up snake eyes.
And America loves it, apparently, when you have 72% of the public says, hey, I like him. Yeah, I like him. He's my whore. I love him. He's my boy.
I cannot understand that.
I can't either, Damon.
You know, I mean, when are we going to hold this man accountable?
Never.
I mean, you know, the guy was at, Boeing when he was last week making a speech.
Right.
And then, like, with the next day, the pink slip.
I know.
He's over there posing with military people.
Right.
And at the same time, he's cutting their benefits.
Sure.
It's like this guy is stabbing us with a knife, and we're worried about getting blood on the blade.
Yeah, you know? that is the truth. And I'll tell you when the American public is going to come out of the trick bag, and that's when the whorish, slimy, filthy media in this country starts to tell the truth on George Bush. Now, that's why.
When is that going to happen?
Well, that's why I said never. That's why I said never. You show me one person. Now there are. I don't mean to be that that generalized in the statement. There are journalists, most of them in print, who are doing their damnedest to try to expose this thug. But the sad fact is, most Americans get most of their news from television, and I cannot think of a single TV journalist, so called, who will ask the right questions. They are all whores. They are all there for the bucks. They are all there to please George Bush. Hey, if you got some more to say, I'm going to have to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come back right after this break. Huh, can't believe we only have an hour left. Damn, we're going to have to extend the program to 5 hours a night, Kathy. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Xie xie is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Fun ti la is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The mayor of Beijing has been fired over his alleged mishandling of the outbreak of the deadly illness known as SARS. China state media reported the dismissal came one day after the mayor had been removed from a more prestigious Communist Party post as well. Judith Smelser reports.
The Beijing mayor's dismissal came after China's health ministry increased the estimated number of SARS cases in the country from 37 to 339. That number later rose to 448, and the ministry has also reported 7 new deaths from the disease. The Beijing mayor is accused of failing to properly trace SARS infections and track people who might have been exposed to the illness. SARS is believed to have originated in China and has so far infected more than 3,900 people and killed at least 218 others around the world. Judith Smelser reporting.
Let's read this one.
My favorite!
You want me to read her bedtime story? You have a bad headache. Yeah, but I can't let it ruin our story time.
The moment of choice. Which will work better on your headache? Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, you'll feel better faster with Advil Liquid Gels. These advanced liquid-filled capsules rush relief where you need it. They're proven to work faster, stronger, better than Tylenol on tough pain.
The
end.
Good night, big girl.
Good night, big guy.
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
Cheapo.
Penny Pincher.
Coupon Charlie.
Sure, they're just names, but they hurt.
Ouch.
And there's a place that understands. A place called Hotwire.com. We won't call you things like
belt tightener.
Oh,
no. Hotwire will help you embrace your frugal side with the lowest hotel prices guaranteed, or we'll give you double the difference. Does that sound like someone who'd call you a...
tightwad?
Nope. The only thing we'll call you is our kind of customer. Oh, and cheapskate.
Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive. Cheap.
For the next year, Lifetime Television, the NASDAQ stock market, and several other companies are teaming up to combat violence against women. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was on hand at NASDAQ today to launch the Times Square Project. Bloomberg calls violence against women a scourge of our society, and he urges the public to take action.
If you see anything that needs reporting, pick up the phone and dial 911. That's the answer. If you let it go on, it will continue to fester, and we cannot tolerate that.
Each Friday, Lifetime will air a salute to a woman and man who are working to stop violence. The first salute honors Mayor Bloomberg and Yolanda Jimenez, Commissioner of the Mayor's Office to Combat Domestic Violence. The tributes will also appear on the Times Square super signs and tickers of NASDAQ, Reuters, Liz Claiborne Incorporated, Wrigley's, and CNBC in an effort to raise public awareness. John Jack Riley, a longtime NASA spokesman who was the voice of the Apollo space program, has died of cancer at the age of 78. Riley joined NASA in 1959 and spent 33 years in the Public Affairs Department. As the broadcast voice of Mission Control for the Apollo program, Riley provided commentary during the first moonwalk. Riley was also awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his work on the Apollo 13 team. Paul Haney, the longtime director of public affairs for NASA, credited Riley with initiating the practice of astronaut interviews. Funeral services for Jack Riley will be held tomorrow morning in LaPorte, Texas.
You love your car. You park it at the far end of the lot. You've got a special name for it. And you take it to an independent service center that installs premium AC Delco automotive parts. No matter what you drive, your loved one will be treated to the expert care it deserves. And since April is National Car Care Month, there's never been a more perfect time to pamper it. Go to acdelco.com to find an independent service center near you. It's the least you can do for a car named the Beige Bomber. AC Delco, when the right way is the only way.
The Supreme Court will hear a case to decide if a federal law prohibiting age bias in the workplace allows for lawsuits claiming reverse discrimination. Such suits would be filed by people who believe their employers are treating older workers better than younger ones. The case is being brought up due to an appeal by a subsidiary of General Dynamics. Under a new collective bargaining agreement, the company changed their full health benefits coverage. Beginning in mid-1997, retire health care benefits were provided only to those at least 50 years old on July 1, 1997. The previous plan provided full health benefits to all employees who retired with 30 years of seniority. Nearly 200 employees in their 40s sued, saying the limitation was discriminatory. Stocks saw little change in the return session after a three-day break. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 8 points to 83.29. The NASDAQ was up a point to 14.24. The S&P 500 ended at 8.92 after a two-point decline. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Dirty mouths and burping. Yuck. Not acceptable in your children, nor in your car. Now, I'm not stalling. Just wait till I come back, and I'll tell you what price you'll pay for your car's bad behavior.
We're at the track asking drivers why they recommend Champion Platinum Power spark plugs. Here comes Matt Kenseth and his Ford. Matt, why do you trust Champion? Said Champion provides long-lasting power. Here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. in his Chevy. Dale said Champion has the right technology. So use Champion in your car no matter what make it is. Champion, the world's favorite spark plug. What'd he say?
Get new Champion Platinum Power spark plugs at a leading auto parts store or retailer near you.
Dirty mouths and burping may signal rudeness in humans, but in the automotive world, they cause cars to stall. Here's how. If your engine's mouth is dirty, the engine can't intake adequate air for combustion, causing your car to jerk. In addition, if your exhaust gas recirculator or EGR valve is stuck open, it burps unburned gas fumes back into your engine, causing it to choke. Jerking or choking, either way, quit stalling and take your car to a qualified service shop. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Right now we're talking, continuing to talk with Damon, who called in from Houston, Texas, about the Bush evil empire connections. Thanks for holding on, Damon.
Yeah, I just have one last question because I'd like to get your insight on this. Why do you think it is that the media, who was, you know, virtually like piranhas when Clinton was in office and scrutinized virtually everything he did, why do you think that they've become so docile now that Bush is in office?
Media is a little bit different now from what it was in 1992 when Clinton was elected president. And I think there's a couple reasons media went berserk on Bill Clinton. When he put into place his economic plan in 1993, a tax plan that taxed the wealthy more than it taxed the middle class, practically every pundit, every talk show host, conservatives, every newspaper editor said it was going to bring about calamity and catastrophe. And in fact, what it did was bring about the greatest expansion in the U.S. economy in the history of this country. And I think people got fat and sassy and nasty and funky and had nothing to talk about. Plus, during that period of time, remember what has happened to media, all this reality crap on television, these little games and are you sexy and how's your ass and do you have nice biceps and the Hideaway Island and all this junk and shark attacks and poison fish and babies being snatched out of their cribs and all sorts of things. You have a media like that, and along comes this witch's brew of Lucianne Goldberg and what was that ugly bitch's name? What was her name, Kathy? Linda Tripp. And then Monica Lewinsky, you know, who walks up to a horn dog like Bill Clinton and says, "Hey, you want to see something, buddy?" You know, so all of a sudden they've got this perfect little smarmy, filthy little sex scandal. And the right wing, of course, who's been out gunning for Clinton ever since he stole George Bush's reelection, Pappy Bush's reelection, they just went crazy on it. They went crazy. They got up all up in everybody's face with this mess, and right. Brought in Ken Starr, brought in all these goons and thugs. And media now are terrified of Karl Rove, terrified of George Bush, and terrified of their bosses, because media in this country now is a lockdown, Damon. It is right-wing neo-Nazis lockdown. So you tell me, somebody who's going to make a bad career move by saying something nasty about George Bush. So I don't know if that answers it for you, but when you have a fat, nasty, slap happy, making all the money population like we had in the last half of the 90s, media gets sassy and they forget what their function is supposed to be. They weren't reporting on Enron, they were reporting on Monica. Okay,
that's right.
So that's the best I can come up with, pal.
Yeah, well, that's a sad commentary, but it's true.
It's awful.
But I appreciate your time.
All right, Damon.
Good luck on your evening.
Thank you.
Your evening shift.
Thanks for checking in. Hope you're going to call again.
You
all
bet.
Right. All right, sir. You take care. All right, I want to get these. Where are these? This is from a couple of days ago, but they're still pertinent. First of all, let me just share this with you. I want you to hear Rumsfeld. But a couple of days ago, Institute for Public Accuracy reported some comments here. The first one is from Sam Husseini, who is the communications director for the Institute of Public Accuracy. And Husseini said, Paul Wolfowitz the other day called for the ending of the economic sanctions against Iraq, saying that the Iraqi people have suffered enough. Now, this is quite an admission. While some protested for years about the economic sanctions because of the hundreds of thousands of Iraqi deaths they caused, the U.S. government continuously responded that it was Saddam Hussein's regime and not the sanctions that was to blame for the suffering of the Iraqi people. Now that it's convenient for them, the Bush administration is moving to lift the sanctions immediately. Given the belated admission by the U.S. government of the effects of the sanctions, we must come to grips with the realization that the U.S. government has conducted a nearly 13-year war of military and economic warfare against Iraq. This siege of a civilian population, as a matter of U.S. policy, was maintained regardless of the conduct of the Iraqi regime, and so violated UN Security Council Resolution 687, which stipulated that the economic sanctions should be lifted when Iraq was verified to be free of weapons of mass destruction, a subject the Bush administration seems to suddenly have lost interest in. Now, why do they want that? That was a statement from the director of the Institute for Public Accuracy. Now, why does the Bush administration want the sanctions removed? Well, obviously, so that the corporations that are in Bush's hip pocket or vice versa can now do business without the UN sanctions. With the sanctions, hey, there's no free flow of oil. There's no money to be made. So lift the sanctions. Lift the sanctions. Now, in the meantime, less than 24 hours after issuing a press release highlighting the apparent failures of the U.S. military's humanitarian operations in Iraq, the international group of a base in Chicago, Voices in the Wilderness, was banned from meeting with the U.S. Civil Military Operations Center or with international journalists at the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad. The group wants to know if the freedom to critique U.S. policies in Iraq regarding humanitarian issues is being curtailed already. Then exactly what does this mean for building democracy in Iraq? Voices in the Wilderness report on the humanitarian crisis facing Baghdad. For example, trash removal, that means rats and roaches. Trash is not removal has not occurred for a month. Electricity, sanitation, communications damaged or ruined during the U.S. war have yet to be restored in Baghdad. Cholera outbreaks have been reported in Basra and the Iraqi central city of Hilla. Some of the local clinics are up and running, but medications for conditions like hypertension and diabetes are no longer available. Quality control equipment and systems are unavailable. The lack of quality control could lead to serious problems in treatment, as well as creating the potential for epidemics due to contaminated blood products. Now, what does all this have to do with Rumsfeld? Well, do we have time? Yes, we have time. Preaching to the choir. First of all, about the reasons why Operation Iraqi Freedom went so swimmingly.
What's happened is amazing for the speed with which it was executed, but also for all the things that did not happen, all the bad things that could have happened because of that speed. Think about it. Neighboring countries were not hit with Scud missiles. The vast majority of Iraq's oil fields were not burned, and the country did not suffer a major environmental disaster as Kuwait suffered.
Oh, my God.
And the country's oil wealth has been preserved for the Iraqi people.
Right.
And they'll need it.
Yeah, for the Iraqi people. They'll need it to repay us for liberating them. Remember, Chemical Ari said the Iraqis will decide who to thank when they award their oil contracts. Now, on the success of Operation Oil, that's Operation Iraqi Freedom, here's Rumsfeld again.
There are no large masses of refugees fleeing across borders into the neighboring countries.
Ooh.
And humanitarian relief is flowing in through ports and rail and roads to assist the Iraqi people.
You're a liar.
There has not been large-scale collateral damage.
You're a liar.
And there have not been massive civilian casualties.
You're a liar.
Coalition forces took such enormous care to protect the lives of innocent civilians. This was not just good luck. This was the result of very careful planning by extraordinarily talented people.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I told you, I'm going to publish at my website tonight. You can pick it up tomorrow if you want to. Go to MikeMalloy.com, click on the Daily Program Topics page. You will find a link to page after page after page after page of photographs of the death and destruction and absolute horrific mayhem that Donald Rumsfeld says never took place. It didn't happen. Now, at this town hall meeting from which we have had Rumsfeld's quotes, he took a question from one of his subordinate employees about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. The question was, Mr. Secretary, when we find the weapons of mass destruction, and there is no doubt we will find weapons of mass destruction, what forensic evidence can we bring to bear, and what strategic plan can we pursue to counter the sure-to-follow claims that they were planted there by the United States, boss?
Well, that is something, needless to say, that we're concerned about. The teams have been trained in chain of control and really like a crime scene.
Oh, good.
So they will have people with them who will validate things.
Oh,
they'll have the ability to take pictures and assure that the control over any piece of evidence is as clear as it possibly can be. Now, that will not stop certain countries and certain types of people from claiming inaccurately that it was planted.
Yeah, well, count me in that group of certain types of people, you lying little bastard. Oh, God, I hate this guy. Oh, my God. Have I said tonight that I hate Donald Rumsfeld? Have I? I haven't? Okay, let me say it now. You're a liar. I hate you. Ooh, big deal, right? The question from one of his subordinates, this was at a Pentagon town hall meeting. The question was, you know, what evidence can we bring to bear and what strategic plan can we pursue to counter the sure-to-follow claims that the weapons of mass destruction will have been planted by the United States? And Rumsfeld's answer is just, I mean, this guy must be causing Joseph Goebbels to just spin in his grave with envy. Well, that will not stop certain countries and certain types of people from claiming inaccurately that it was planted. You know, we'll have forensic evidence, experts there. They'll have quality control people with them. Everything will be on the up and up, I really promise you.
We'll overtake his psycho mind. He won't be happy till he smells.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
At John Deere, we know there are people who'd love to own our lawn tractors, but ask themselves, am I really John Deere material? Am I committed enough to my yard? Am I worthy of taking my place on the signature yellow seat, the throne of the king of lawn tractors? To that we say, ease up, slugger. You don't have to love yard work to own a John Deere. You just have to love the ease and performance that comes with owning one. That's why we're introducing the 100 Series. Lawn tractors that give you the reliability, durability, and precision of a John Deere. Starting at just $1,499. Yes, just $1,499. At that price, the question is not if you're worthy of taking your place on the throne of the king of lawn tractors. The question is, how soon can your reign begin? So go ahead, buy a new 100 Series. Nothing's stopping you, and nothing runs like a deer.
$14.99 based on MSRP. Tax, delivery, and setup not included.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into Tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. The temperature's rising and nighttime is gonna get hot. I want you to get a pen and circle this date on your calendar, Monday, April 21st. That's the day The Mike Malloy Show moves to evenings, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Forget that warm cup of milk at bedtime. Spice up your nights. Join Mike weeknights at 9 p.m. for 3 hours of fun and frivolity, starting Monday, April 21st.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Okay, just one more of these, and then we come back to your telephone calls. Thank you for holding on, but you just got to hear the last one. This was from I think, Thursday last week. Rumsfeld and Tommy Franks. It was Tommy Franks? You sure it was Franks? I thought he was in Iraq. I think it was the other guy, the guy who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kathy. Whatever. Anyway, Rumsfeld and one of the generals, I think the guy, Myers, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who's at the Pentagon town hall meeting. This is where they scooped up all these Pentagon employees and said, okay, come on in. We're going to celebrate and talk about our glorious victory over these third worlders in Iraq who once again tasted the lash of America's military might. So they all gathered at this town hall meeting. Has ever the term town hall meeting been more prostituted than using it in this context? But anyway, there they all were. So some of the underlings, some of the Pentagon employees, you know, the real warriors, the desk jockeys, had all kinds of questions for their exalted leader. But anyway, continuing on Iraq's thus far invisible weapons of mass destruction, Rumsfeld admits that we don't know where they are. So in other words, Rumsfeld is saying in that statement that Colin Powell lied to the United Nations and therefore the world when Powell sat there with all those little photographs and charts and satellite pictures and pointers and laser crap and said, well, see this? This is a mobile weapons unit. See this? This is a chemical. See this? This is a nuclear. See this? This is an entire nuclear weapons factory hidden behind three palm trees. Do you remember that? Of course you do. And now Rumsfeld is saying, well, we'll just have to rely on the Iraqis to find them for us.
I don't think we'll discover anything myself. I think what will happen is we'll discover people who will tell us where to go find it. it is not like a treasure hunt where you just run around looking everywhere hoping you find something. I just don't think that's going to happen. The inspectors didn't find anything, and I doubt that we will. What we will do is find the people who will tell us.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. And this sickening charade just continues, doesn't it? Okay, I promised. Enough with the sound bites. Mike is calling from Chicago. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Fair to partly cloudy. How about you?
All right.
What?
I was just wondering if Rummy could bend back that far to look look to find those weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's just outrageous, isn't it? I mean, you know, here's a criminal enterprise, the Bush crime family, that is now saying, well, you know, we need more time. Isn't that what Hans Blix said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
He's the UN, so we can't pay attention to them.
That's right.
I just wanted to thank all the protesters out there, and I'll give a quick story of why. I had a neighbor come up to me the other day and was talking about what a nice thing it was that the Youth Baseball Association was doing in my town. You know, they're going to collect some stuff and send it over to the troops in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know, that's a great thing. I said, what about the troops in Afghanistan?
Mm.
And he kind of looked with a puzzled look on his face. And
oh, you subversive, you.
He forgot.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know.
They're still fighting and dying.
Right, they're fighting and dying over there, too. I said, even though you don't hear anything too much about it. But and then I had another neighbor last week. He was asking if I needed a flag because he sees I put a flag out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't leave it out. There's 8 flags on the block, and 4 of them are—they're flying the pink, white, and blue out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's more tacky than anything else. I said no. I said I got a flag. I said, as a matter of fact, I got a spare, and it's not made from China.
Uh-huh.
I said the next time my flag's going up is probably May Day, May 1st, and then I said after that it'll go up May 17th, Armed Forces Day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, other than that, I said there's no reason for me to leave my flag up. So
your neighbor was just trying to help you?
He was just trying to help out, yeah.
Yeah, well. Hey, listen, thanks, Mike.
Have a good night, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate
Welcome
your
Welcome back.
Call. Thank you.
All
appreciate
right.
your call. Take care.
Gets in. That's how the light gets in.
Do you love your car or truck? Like gaze into its headlights, worship the ground it rolls on kind of love? Then take it to an independent service center that installs premium AC Delco automotive parts. No matter what you drive, your loved one will be given the expert care it deserves. And since April is National Car Care Month, the timing is perfect. Check out acdelco.com for an independent service center near you, because you want your love to last forever, or 200,000 miles, whichever comes first. AC Delco, when the right way is the only way.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The Association of Professional Flight Attendants plans to hold a third vote on $340 million worth of wage and benefit concessions to American Airlines. The first vote held last week saw the flight attendants reject the plan. A second vote a day later approved the give-back package. But when American unveiled the bonus and pension protection plan for its executives after its unions had agreed to cuts, APFA President John Ward shed the air of diplomacy. In a message to the flight attendants, Ward says another vote is contentious, but Americans' duplicity in asking for sacrifices from its workers on one hand while fattening management on the other is beyond the bounds of decency.
Management would love nothing more than to bust this union. Let's not permit ourselves to do it for them.
Over the weekend, American CEO Don Carty canceled the planned executive bonuses and sent a letter of apology to the unions. No word on when this third vote will be scheduled. The airline could file for bankruptcy at any time, regardless of what the flight attendants do.
The McDonald's Corporation takes over as lead concessionaire at a $200 million terminal opening this week at the Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. And the fast food giant is eager to shake loose of the union representing workers at the old terminal. A state law passed last year obliges Mickey D's managers to hire employees of the previous concessionaire for at least 90 days, but a loophole would allow McDonald's to bypass the rule. A bill before the state Senate would shore up the loophole and give senior workers first crack at jobs in the new food court, but that's apparently too much for McDonald's to swallow. The company has hinted it may cancel its contract with the airport if the law is passed. Meanwhile, about 100 workers with as much as 30 years on the job could well be out of work, and if they are rehired, it'll be to a non-union position with significantly lower wages. wages and benefits.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time.
I think that was very nice.
I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Universal approval of the statements I have made, and I'm confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes.
Yeah.
From those nads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there.
27 before the hour. Barry just emailed in, and if you want a good take on media, I have the site linked at my website. It's dailyhowler.com. You ought to check it out daily for takes on this corrupt media that we have in this country. This little item, there's so many things I'm missing out here tonight. The time is just flying by, but from News24.com, the British television network, this little item. Doctors in the southern Iraqi town of Al-Zubayr said last Friday they were treating 200 children a day suffering from diarrhea caused by a lack of clean drinking water. In addition, 20 babies under a year old have died in Al-Zubayr, a city of 200,000 people, since the start of the war. That's according to a pediatrician there. Most of the cases, he said, that we are dealing with now are of gastroenteritis because of the shortage of drinkable water. Another medic at the clinic run by the International Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society said most of the children being treated as outpatients, as parents were unwilling or could not afford to admit them. We are getting 200 cases a day of children under five with diarrhea and vomiting. Southern Iraq was hit the hardest by a lack of clean water following the breakdown. It's a nice passive term of a key water treatment plant. Meanwhile, doctors in nearby Basra also have reported a major outbreak of life-threatening diarrhea. James is calling, one of our over-the-road gang, long-distance truck driver, driving in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, James, welcome to the program.
Kind of hard to run a country when you've got all kinds of sanctions against you. What do you think?
I think so. 12 years of sanctions. Of course, the Bush crime family want those sanctions removed now. Now, you remember, James, that the UN resolution way back after the end of the first Gulf War said that the sanctions would not be lifted until the weapons inspectors were absolutely certain there were no weapons of mass destruction. But since the Bush crime family doesn't give a tinker's damn about the United Nations or any of the resolutions, unless they work in the Bush crime family's favor, they, the Bush crime family, want those resolutions removed now so they can all start doing business.
You know, if they're worried about the fact that those weapons that they find were planted, they were planted. We planted them over there, whether we planted them last week or 14 or 15 years ago.
The weapons
came from us. They came from France. They came from Germany. We're the people that enabled them to have the weapons that they have. But the reason that I actually called was to comment on the parade aspect of what's fixing to happen as enabled by Rupert Murdoch's and the foxholes. But do you remember when you were back in high school and they would have a pep rally before the football game?
I do.
Everybody would get all hopped up, and we would all be going, yeah, we're going to win, we're going to win. Yeah, go team, go. This time, I tell you, the people that we're fighting against, or the opposing team, is it's not necessarily the people of the Muslim faith or the Islamic cultures. It's just anybody who gets in our way. Remember what happened to the American Indian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's what the game plan is for the entire world. And the founding fathers and the people that followed them as far as their sons, their children, we basically exterminated the Indians off the face of the Western United States. And look out, world, if you don't like what happened there, you really ain't going to like this one.
Yeah, and you know, talk about using biological warfare. Wasn't salting blankets that were then given to Native Americans?
Oh, with smallpox.
Smallpox and typhoid. Wasn't that one of the first uses in this hemisphere anyway? Of the
biological.
Yeah, biological weapons. Who was it? Was it Jefferson, Adams? I don't know. Somebody, Madison, Ben Franklin, maybe Mark Twain. I don't know. Who was it that said, and I'm paraphrasing, America should tremble at the idea of a just God?
It's really, really awesome when you ponder what we're actually doing. And our concept of God, I think, is way twisted from what the Christian religion. But, yeah, if there is any justice, we need to make sure that our name is not included on the signatories of the conquering the world, whatever it is.
I hear that. Hey, how you doing? You drive? You work 24/7, don't you, James?
Man, I tell you what, and I'm proud to have you on this time slot. I've been really kind of fishing. There are other programs that are available to me at 2 in the afternoon on the Sirius Satellite Radio Network. Got to get a plug for them in any time I can. But I'm really proud to have you on in this time slot because it's one of the times when I really try to get a lot of miles under my belt, and you make the miles fly by. For people that are listening to you for the first time tonight, I guarantee you, you're in for a treat, or you may get a little pissed off if you're one of the foxholes, because Mike Malloy does not pull any punches. He tells the truth, and the good of the world is actually what he's after. He's wanting to create a place where we can all get out here and talk about things so that the truth will come out, and hopefully by knowing the truth, we'll make the world a better place to be.
Well, thanks for that vote of confidence, James. I appreciate that.
Man, you're great. And, it was hard for me to get through tonight, and I was happy in one way. I like to talk on the radio. I guess I'm just as vain as anybody, and I think I have a message to say. And the message is the Rupert Murdoch doesn't own everything yet.
Yet, right.
Oh, God. But anyway, congratulations on your new time slot, and I'll be here.
All right. Thanks, James. Drive safely.
You bet, man.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. James is one of, what do we have, 6 or 7 over-the-road truckers who listen on Sirius Satellite Radio Network. And they call him periodically from all points on the compass. Always good to hear from those guys. Just as a little item, back to your phone calls. I didn't know this. It was reported in today's, is it today's? Today's, yes. Australian. That's Australia's national daily newspaper. I guess the equivalent of New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today. We are now jailing and have been jailing children. Here's what it says. Suspected child terrorists are being held by the U.S. in the controversial prison at the Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. U.S. officials confirmed for the first time that children under the age of 16 were among the 650 suspected terrorists imprisoned at the naval base without legal access or guaranteed protections under the Geneva Convention. The commander of that facility, Major General Jeffrey Miller, revealed that a number of children were in the prison that first received suspected Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in January last year. By the way, two Australians are being held, without charge after being captured in Afghanistan and Pakistan, respectively. An Australian named David Hicks and another Australian named Mamdou Habib. But children, you see what... oh, God. Oh, let me move on. Oh, geez. I can't handle that. Dave is calling in. He's driving in Georgia or driving through?
Driving through.
Yeah? Where are you from? Where are you heading for, Dave?
Well, I was your serious number two listener, and then you demoted me to number four. I guess I don't call enough.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. Just three things I wanted to comment on. One, I absolutely believe in that previous caller. Absolutely, 100% of what he's saying is absolutely correct. But I do need some help with Sirius. I think we need to help them select some better entertainer. I don't think Bortz is exactly left. Do you?
Bortz?
Yeah. Him on.
Bortz is a screaming right-winger who hides behind the libertarian label. I've known Bortz for 25 years. I used to be on the same station with him. He is a neo-fascist of the highest order, but he hides it behind this libertarian label. I would think that true libertarians would be embarrassed to have somebody like Neil Bortz claiming that he's a libertarian.
Well, and that's interesting because I thought I heard him on the left here. You know.
Oh no, no, not unless the Sirius channel got its lines crossed.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm not saying they may have, but and then there's this other guy, Nathan, and I don't remember his last name. The militant moderate. Moderate right winger.
I don't know that name. I try to protect what little shreds of sanity I have left, and I don't listen to any talk radio for that matter, except occasionally Peter Werby. But I have to stay away from it because it just makes me suicidal. It makes me want to break things, commit mass murder.
Well, anyway, just want to say great program. But my biggest concern, of course, is Rupert Murdoch's latest quote acquisition. It hasn't been approved yet, but probably will go right through and get rubber stamped, giving him even more and more control now, the media. I'm very, very concerned, and I was trying to figure out, what do you think we could do in terms of a letter campaign or you know, just blast everybody saying this is, you know, get Rupert out of our politics.
You can't. He's an American citizen. He gave up his Australian citizenship in order to put together the Fox Network here. Fox Television, in order to buy, well, I guess he didn't have to be an American citizen to buy the old 20th Century Fox, but Murdoch is now an American. There's no way to stop Rupert Murdoch. There's nothing that will stop Rupert Murdoch. The only thing that will stop him, he has a wife 35 years his junior. He left his wife and family and married this little honey. And the only thing that will stop him is if she just causes him to have a heart attack. You know, a little bit too much activity in the sack for an old guy. That's the only thing that will stop him. Anything else? What, are you kidding? You know, he's an American citizen now. He's even lost his Australian accent.
Oh, okay. I thought he was still from, pardon me for not being current on that, but I still thought he was from Australia, and I thought, what the heck is he doing into our politics?
Well, he was, but in order to do the damage that he's done to the American media, he had to, in order to own everything, now he's trying to buy DirecTV. I think he's made a $7 billion bid to buy DirecTV. Fox News is now in Iraq. What else did he do? He dropped.
Nash, go ahead.
He wanted to have satellite news service or satellite television over China, and the Chinese were pissed off because his publishing arm was going to publish a book critical to the Chinese government. So he just deep-sixed the book, and I think he got some sort of satellite or cable rights in China. No, that's all right.
I'm just wondering, does he also own National Geographic now of all the magazines?
God, I hope not. No, that's owned by the National Geographic Society.
Okay. Well, I heard that he had owned some of the publishing, the television rights to National Geographic.
Well, I don't know how their television program, I happen to have that channel. I love National Geographic television. It's really a great channel. But the magazine itself is, you don't subscribe to it. You become a member of the Geographical Society, and your subscription is, quote, free, end quote.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So he can't, I don't think he can buy that.
All right. Well, I hope not. That just freaked me out. But anyway, keep up the good work,
and I think
you do a great job.
Thank you, Dave. Drive safely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. And Paul is calling from Boynton Beach, Florida. It's fun. This is your first time calling, Paul, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Kathy wrote down Boynton Beach, Florida. But that's all right. I know where Boynton Beach is.
Yeah, it's down here in the hot weather down here, you know.
Yeah, I know. You've got two seasons down there, December and summer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And December's already gone.
It's just a memory.
Yep. I always wonder, you know this guy named Kissinger?
Oh, yeah.
I really don't understand how he can still be around. If they could only just get a plane and just fly him over, get on the wrong plane, he happens to fly over to Spain.
Well, there are several countries that would like to try him for war crimes in South America, Central America, Southeast Asia, and certain countries in Europe. Kissinger has to be very careful where he travels, at least where he travels announced, because there are all sorts of warrants out for his arrest for mass murder, terrorism, destabilizing governments, overthrowing governments, assassinating elected heads of state. A lot of people want to talk to Kissinger.
I know there's a former guy I work with, okay, that went back to Europe. He lives there now.
Uh-huh.
He's been there about 6 months. And he says there's actually posters of him up. I mean, actually posters of him.
I wouldn't be surprised. Henry Kissinger is one of Satan's top lieutenants. This guy strode out of hell to bring death and destruction on this planet going back 40 years. He is an extremely evil man.
Yep.
Am I understating it, or is that, you know?
Yeah. Now, one thing you asked way at the beginning of the program.
Yeah.
About the cards.
Right. The playing cards that have all the Iraqi.
Well, I took a look at under Iraqi Most Wanted.
I'll do a Google search on that.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, you'll find out that it's a way to make a buck.
The Iraqi playing cards?
Yeah, you can buy them anywhere from about $4 up to $23. You can buy them,
oh my God,
200, you can buy 4,000 of them, you can, I tell you.
Oh my God.
But there's one of them that has a PDF in there that you can take a look at, almost all of them. Some of them aren't in there, they're blank. Well, there's a shadow in there, you can't see them.
Oh yeah, because they don't have a photograph?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great fun, eh, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey,
I finally got to this, okay, on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, because I got sick and fed up with watching TV.
Right.
I don't get too shaken up. I actually did watch Fox. I just tell you, listen to it.
Well, you know, your eyeballs will melt and this viscous material will just drip out of your head. You got to stop doing that, pal.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a break here. Paul, thanks for calling. I hope you're going to call again.
Yep.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
And now, our motivational speaker, Carl.
Who's ready to reach their inner winner?
Allergies have your sinuses congested? Afrin No Drip Nasal Spray starts to relieve congestion instantly. Sudafed takes up to 30 minutes to start working. And after 4 hours, Afrin still does a better job keeping nasal passages open.
Ah, now I feel like a winner.
Breathe better in an Afrin instant. Use as directed. Compared to Sudafed maximum strength 60 milligrams.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's embracing the mainstream media is important to you in these times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it, Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Werby Show is moving to a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. Beginning April 21st, you'll find Peter and me on the air from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. We want to make sure you know about this change in case you turn on the radio one day and think the right-wingers have kicked us off the air. No worries. It'll be the same progressive talk show fighting for peace and social justice. It's just a different time of day. Starting April 21st, you'll hear the Peter Werby Show from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Yikes, five before the hour. We almost made it through the first night on the new shift. Doug is calling from Payson, Arizona. Doug, this is your first time calling, huh?
Yes, it is. And Mike, I want to tell you, you're the best. I've listened to a lot, and I mean, I haven't disagreed with you. We traveled through Santa Fe. We live in Arizona, Santa Fe, and we luckily found your station, and then now I hear you're not there anymore, but
Well, we may be coming back.
That'd be great.
Yeah, the whole KTRC thing is up in the air right now.
You are so correct. It just bothers me, the people. You know, Bush, I've watched him. I've been a Democrat almost all my life. I can't imagine any working man that isn't, but there are many of them that aren't. My wife and I are both professional school teachers, and the press doesn't bring out the facts about Bush. He was a National Guard draft dodger. You have to be pretty low to be one of those, you know.
Oh, my God, yes. And in a time of war, I choose the word deserter.
I love what you said, the criminal family. And then when things got so tough for him. And then he became a born-again Christian, which you wonder, you know, I often wonder when guys convert to that. I'm sorry, I know there are a lot of people that are sincere about that, but I'm not sure. And then Cheney was a real draft dodger. I went to college, and if you went to college during the 50s and 60s, you promised you'd go to the service after you finished. Well, he went, but he said he didn't have time.
He had better things to do, yeah.
Better things to do, yeah. But there was a breath of fresh air today. I don't watch television very much, but Buchanan and Press, their program.
Right.
Ronald Reagan's son was on.
Oh, yeah, making his comments about this hideous Bush administration.
Yeah.
I like the statement he made. I don't know if he made it today, but it was reported in, it was all over the Internet. He said, weapons of mass destruction will be found as soon as the C-130 from the United States arrives with them.
And he's absolutely correct.
Right.
And what I can't understand is all the people that can't see through that stuff. Do you think it'll ever change in America?
Not until we have a media that fulfills its self-proclaimed function of being the fourth estate.
Will they ever do that?
I am becoming less and less optimistic that we will ever have a responsible media in this country again.
What do you think will convince Joe Sixpack that they need a change? That's the people that, you know,
well, good question, but I don't know any longer, Doug. I think people have got to use the Internet. It may change someday, but I'm not very optimistic.
You're the best. I just wanted you to know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I will call you again sometime if you don't mind.
Please do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Program tonight engineered in Detroit by Stephanie Stryker, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Thank you very much for joining us. I'll see you again tomorrow evening, I hope. I really, really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. If you've been suffering from withdrawal because you can't find The Malloy Show, I've got the cure. Just remember this phrase, MM 9 p.m. That's right. Mike Malloy can now be heard weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight.